listeners, when it comes to romance, what's more romantic than two forks sharing one creamy, delicious piece of cheesecake? Drizzle that cheesecake with Nutella, the irresistible and beloved cocoa hazelnut spread, and you've got a shareable sweetheart of a dessert to finish off your Black Bear Diner meal. So grab your Valentine and make your way to Black Bear Diner for a cozy and shareable celebration. Order online at blackbeardiner.com or stop by daily at our Reading location.
Black Bear Diner.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We're here on a weekend. We've got lots to talk about. Intelligent medicine means the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies, putting that all together for you each weekend. And we invite your phone calls, 877-726-8255. We want you to come directly into the doctor's office and pose your question or share a comment. We got lots to talk about today. We're going to talk about some of those remarkable new weight loss drugs and some new drugs that are on the drawing board, and also a potential concern about the weight loss drugs that are so popular, Ozempic and Wegovy and Rybelsus and Mounjaro. They just keep proliferating, and more are going to be introduced over the next few years. 877-726-8255 is our number. A remarkable story about a probiotic that just may reduce the risk of kidney stones, and new research on Gulf War illness reveals that it's all about the mitochondria. That may have implications for many fatigue-related disorders, including chronic fatigue syndrome, post-Lyme disease, long COVID, fibromyalgia, and so on. 877-726-8255, our number. I first want to, before we get to phone calls, and we have a couple on our lines, I want to share with you a medical mystery. This week I'm writing an article about the 17 most common nutritional deficiencies that Americans experience. I was going to keep it to 10, but then the number kept going up to 17, so we're going to release that as a two-part series in our newsletter this week. If you haven't already signed up for our newsletter, go to drhoffman.com and just put in your email address, and we'll be sending you newsletters on a weekly basis. So this one is a very fascinating medical mystery. The story compiled by a physician, Siobhan DeShower, M.D., and let's see if you can figure out the diagnosis before it's revealed. And it's a real medical mystery. It's challenging. Let's start with Jennifer, who is a healthy, active 54-year-old woman, and she's currently training for a 5K run. Over the past few months, she's been having increasing fatigue and some knee pain, but you know, she chalked it up to all that extra running that she'd been doing. The pain then spread from her knees down to her shins and into her calves, so she decided to cut back on her running and do a little more stretching, but the pain kept getting worse. And then she started noticing bruising at the back of her legs, but she didn't really remember bumping into anything. And then there were tiny red dots appearing on her legs. Medically, these are called petechiae. And she'd hoped that the rash would go away on its own, but it just kept going, getting worse. And then over Over the course of a couple of weeks, her legs became so painful that she was actually having difficulty walking, and at this point, her family convinced her that she had to go to the hospital. So she arrived, and she was evaluated. And so she hung out in the emergency room, finally saw a doctor, ordered some blood work, and closely examined her legs and noticed a rash and some swelling in her legs. But what really stood out is that whenever he would touch her calves, she'd be wincing in pain. And so in medicine, we take a top-down approach. We call it the rule-out game. We rule out the most serious problems before we go to more mundane causes because, well, if you miss something really serious, if you send somebody home and say you have a flu when actually they have a pneumonia or a cancer or a severe autoimmune lung disease, well, that's a big boo-boo. So they immediately sent her for an ultrasound of her legs to rule out blood clots in her legs. Usually they occur on one side rather than the other. These are called DVTs, deep vein thrombosis. But there were no signs of a blood clot. But an X-ray did show edema of her legs on both sides. And so they sent her for a lot of body imaging because, God forbid, maybe it was a cancer in her abdomen or in her pelvis pressing on her veins, causing her to have swelling in her legs. But no, CT scans of her chest, abdomen, pelvis didn't show any signs of cancer. And then because she was experiencing weakness, they did EMGs. These are tests for the electrical activity in your nerves that activate your muscles. But those came back normal, too. They noted that she had a slightly low hemoglobin on her blood test, but then they did a bunch of tests to find out if she had hemolysis, which is an autoimmune process by which your blood cells break down, and they found that, no, that wasn't the case. The suggestion that was that she was bleeding somewhere, but we just couldn't pin down where that bleeding was coming from. This was a real medical mystery. They began to think that maybe she had an autoimmune disease, and there were no markers for that in her blood test, but sometimes a skin biopsy can reveal something. But unfortunately, that takes a while to analyze by the pathologists. You freeze the skin, and then you take a little sample, and you send it off to the lab, but this may take days or even sometimes over a week to get the results back. So they didn't know what was going on. But when her doctors went to speak with her, they got a little bit of a clue. They noticed that Jennifer left a lot of food on her tray. And so they asked her why. And she explained over the last 2 years she's been worried about allergies and intolerances to foods. So she'd been restricting her diet and cutting out foods that she suspected were causing her issues. Now, the foods that she was restricting were fruits and vegetables. She may have read a book by Dr. Gundry called The Plant Paradox, which highlights the risk of plant lectins and urges that people avoid the many sources of plant lectins, which means that she was on a diet that was virtually bereft of plant foods. And so it occurred to the doctors that maybe, just maybe, she was suffering from an ancient disease, scurvy. Now, we tend to think of scurvy as something that affected British sailors in the 18th century, and then along came Sir James Lind, and he figured out that by giving sailors fresh lemons and limes, they could avert scurvy, those being, of course, great sources of vitamin C. Henceforth, British sailors were known as limeys. And thinking back, the diagnosis of scurvy pulls together all of Jennifer's symptoms. She became fatigued. And why that might be is that vitamin C is needed to create L-carnitine, which is necessary for energy production in the cells. Also, there was the bruising and rashes on her skin. Well, vitamin C is necessary to produce collagen. And when you don't have adequate collagen production, your skin breaks down. And your blood vessels, which also are formed in part of collagen, tend to leak, causing little red spots to appear. You may also get bleeding gums because the collagen in your mouth no longer is strong enough to prevent little injuries from, say, a toothbrush or from food. Without vitamin C to make strong collagen, blood vessels become weak. They bleed easily. Scurvy also leads to abnormal connective tissue, and that can cause problems in the joints, right? And so that clinched the diagnosis. It turned out she had extraordinarily low levels of vitamin C. That really unforeseen diagnosis and a modern-day version of a disease that we thought was extinct sometimes can occur, especially in the setting of very restrictive diets, can occur in patients with kidney failure on dialysis or patients with diabetes, which creates an increased demand for vitamin C. There are many new case reports of scurvy making a comeback in patients in the 21st century. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll be taking some of your phone calls momentarily. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Jumpstart your healthy resolutions with reduced pricing on all my favorite supplements from Thorn. Right now, my entire curated selection of Thorn supplements is 20% off, including Thorn's cutting-edge brain support formula, Cinequel. I've added Cinequel to my personal daily regimen to fight off cognitive decline. Cinequel is rich in the best researched ingredients that help support brain function. Its active ingredients help maintain cellular energy production, encourage a healthy balance of inflammatory cytokines, provide energy to fuel the nerves, support neurotransmitter production, and protect against oxidative stress. It's available in two strengths, Cinequel for everyday maintenance and Cinequel Plus, which provides higher amounts of specific nutrients for shorter-term support after impact-related head injury. Just go to DearHoffman.com/Thorn for 20% off Cinequel, as well as my entire curated selection of Thorn products. That's DearHoffman.com/Thorn.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day.
There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe?
Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you on a weekend. Our number, 877-726-8255 is our number. And let's go with callers. John, welcome.
Hoffman, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I knew that lady had scurvy when you said no fruits and vegetables.
There you go. That was the tip off. Yeah, you are an astute, intelligent medicine listener. Yeah, good job.
Well, I'm a type 2 diabetic, and I'm on, I'm 63 years old. I'm on 22 units of insulin, and I have the popliteus muscle in the back of my knee. I kept calling you about my knees,
yeah.
But process of elimination, it's got to be that. The only thing left. And I can feel it. And I looked at a YouTube video with a chiropractor, and he said you could do it yourself. But I was like, I can't do it myself. You got to, like, rearrange it or something, or massage it.
It's like some kind of adjustment that the chiropractor is going to do to fix the popliteal bulge behind your knee? Is that the idea?
I guess so. Well, I called you to ask you who I should go see, a physical therapist or a chiropractor.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not even sure that that's a plausible answer, because a popliteal bulge is not just a mechanical bulge. It has to do with inflammation in the knee. And if you don't fix the underlying cause, you know, shoving around all that fluid, putting it back in place isn't necessarily going to fix the underlying problem. So, you know, you've called before, and, you know, I just wonder why, as a type 2 diabetic, you still remain on insulin. I made that point with you before, but remind me, what's your height and weight?
I'm 180, and I'm 5'9".
Okay, so that's too much weight. You're putting a little too much weight on your knees, but also that's creating inflammation. The insulin is perpetuating your body fat. Have you attempted to taper or eliminate your insulin with a very low-carb diet?
Yes, that, and I also, I started to take vitamin C, like 2000.
Yeah.
And
well,
it
worked for the gal in the anecdote that I shared with you, but I'm not sure that it's going to work for you. I mean, other things that can help knee problems in terms of nutritional support, if you have knee arthritis, and, you know, this popliteal bulge or Baker's cyst or whatever it is, I'm not entirely sure because I haven't seen it. this is a sign of osteoarthritis. It's a manifestation of that condition, and that does get worse when you have elevated blood sugar, when you have metabolic syndrome that promotes inflammation. And there are some nutrients that can be helpful. Higher doses of omega-3 fatty acids, glucosamine with chondroitin. Also, type 2 collagen. You should check that out because type 2 collagen can actually have an anti-inflammatory effect. Boswellin is a nice product for arthritis. And then there are procedures that you can do. You can have a Synvisc injection to cushion the knees. You can have PRP, platelet-rich plasma, which is a procedure that some orthopedists use. They even do it at hospital for special surgery. It used to be exclusively the province of innovative alternative doctors, but now it's been mainstreamed. And then there's stem cells, which are, you know, kind of on the cusp of becoming perfected. I don't think that they are ready for prime time entirely yet, but stem cell injections can sometimes stave off the need for more comprehensive surgery. But I'm a little worried about the fact that, you know, I kind of wish I could get my hands on you as a patient, see what the heck is causing you to require insulin. Do you really need it? Because insulin will keep that body fat on. It will promote inflammation. It will get in the way of your successful weight loss, even with, you know, some of these promising new medications like Ozempic, Mounjaro, Wegovy. These are some of the things that could take the extra pounds off and help to alleviate your elevated blood sugar. So I think, yeah, maybe we could improve things in terms of your management, which ultimately will have an impact on whether you get musculoskeletal problems. They're very much related to the inflammatory state that occurs when you have high blood sugars and excess body fat. 877-726-8255, our number. Let's talk to Peter in Brooklyn. How you doing, Peter?
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. I'm 79. I weigh 120, and I do all kinds of exercise, you know, weight-resistant, yoga, aerobics. And yet I found, even though I want to gain more muscle, I developed a pouch, you know, belly underneath the abdomen and underneath the belly button. And I'm wondering if what your suggestion would be. I did just read an article in Life Extension saying that AMPK could be.
Yeah, well, let's okay. So let's tackle that issue because I think that's kind of a universal complaint is what do you do about that belly bulge that just doesn't go away with a lot of crunches? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. As you know by now, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free. Daily Balance is a daily-use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. Right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. That number is available to you during the program and also 24/7, 365, so you can call and record a question. Well, we have a live caller. We've got Peter from Brooklyn, who at the tender age of 79 is experiencing a belly bulge. Peter, that's such a rare, unusual, esoteric problem. I'm just kidding. So, Peter, tell me a little bit about this. You got a little bit of an overhang there.
It's not great, you know, but it is more prominent, and I would like to gain more muscle. I take creatinine and other whey protein, but and do, you know, a lot of exercises. But
okay, so let me explain what's going on. I have noticed that, you know, I compete in triathlons, and sometimes the folks are even older than I am, folks in their 70s, and you see the guys there, and they're superbly trained. But they got a little bit of a belly overhang. So what's up with that? What's going on? Why do men at a certain age, and women to a certain extent, have a little bit of a belly overhang? Well, part of it is the deterioration in collagen that occurs with aging. I mean, your skin becomes more lax. That's why you get facial droop and facial wrinkles. That's why people pick things up with Botox and with facelifts. And that tends to also happen with the collagen around your abdomen. But, of course, there's also the deposition of fat that often occurs with age. But even folks sometimes who diet stringently, they still have a little bit of an overhang. And part of that may also be due to a condition called a ventral hernia. And without examining you, I can't tell you whether you have one. But that is actually a congenital condition, which sometimes gets worse with age, where there's a little bit of a gap between the muscles on each side, and there's a protuberance in the middle that is most accentuated when you do a crunch or a sit-up. There's a little bit of a hernia or an outpouching of your abdominal contents into that gap in the middle. And it's a, you know, it's a vertical gap. So the other thing that occurs in men is there's a decline in testosterone. And so if you want a six-pack again, you can take enormous amounts of growth hormone and testosterone, but that ultimately may not be that great for you in other respects. I mean, I'm a big fan of testosterone replacement for men as they age. I think it improves muscle. I think it improves mood, certainly improves sexual performance. And it could also have an impact on your physique. So I think there's a bunch of factors that conspire to make it such that you don't have that lauded six-pack that so many people strive to acquire past a certain age. That may not be entirely a problem. You could be absolutely healthy, metabolically healthy, destined to live to be 105, with a little bit of a belly overhang. Or, alternatively, it could be a sign that you have excess visceral fat, the fat that underlies your outside fat, that may be pathological fat, the kind that actually has, that is a determinant of your risk for metabolic syndrome, insulin resistance. It's hard to tell with just what you described in the phone call. And yes, you're taking some of the right supplements, but without a workup, it's kind of hard to determine precisely what's going on. But it may be perfectly innocuous and just a natural sign of being a 79-year-old healthy guy. 877-726-8255. Thanks for that phone call. All right, while we're talking about belly overhang, well, there's a revolution going on in terms of weight loss drugs. They just held the 83rd annual scientific session of the American Diabetes Association, and they're talking about a whole raft of new weight loss drugs. We've got Ozempic. We've got Wegovy. These are injectable drugs. Now a new drug called Mounjaro, which involves not just one, not just semaglutide as the other ones contain, but a little semaglutide along with another hormone that helps with weight loss, can really knock the socks off your body fat. Part of the problem is they're all injectable. There is one oral semaglutide medication, Rybelsus, but they're talking about on-ramping a new one, which will be even more effective than Rybelsus. So there are a variety of ways they can go. They can use two hormone combinations, even three hormone combinations. Those are on the drawing boards. And they can make these drugs even more convenient, where you don't have to inject them and you can just simply take them orally. There's a bit of a problem looming for this class of medications, some possible storm clouds. The European Union is investigating Ozempic after suicidal thoughts have been reported in some users. So what's going on with that? Why should those medications create depression or suicidal thoughts? Well, they have an impact on the brain. They actually decrease appetite. And appetite is very much associated with mood, and it is possible, just possible, that decreasing appetite might have more global effects on mood in general. When you kind of have a decreased appetite, you may have a little less joie de vivre, lust for life, and by dampening down your cravings, it might put you into a state of apathy, which would be conducive to depression and even suicidal thoughts. So they're going to have to investigate that. What they're saying here is that the benefits of these medications for diabetes, which can be a killer disease, may outweigh the slight risk of suicidal ideation. But when you just use these medications for weight loss, do you want to trade a little bit of overweight? You know, say you want to get rid of that, you know, 15 or 20 pounds nagging weight that is hard to shake off with exercise and diet, and trade that for suicidal ideation? I think there the risk-benefit equation weighs in favor of avoiding these medications altogether. And we're going to have to look at these medications very carefully, because sometimes when hundreds of thousands and millions of people use a medication that's been approved on the basis of a study of a few hundred people, side effects emerge that weren't previously envisioned. So we're going to have to look at that very, very carefully. 877-726-8255, our number. And kidney stones are an increasing problem. And the concern is that the rate of kidney stones, are very painful, has been rising among even children and teens, especially girls, according to research. And doctors aren't sure why younger people are at increased risk. But what they're saying here is that it's a combination of diets high in ultra-processed foods. They also blame hotter summers, you know, global warming. But methinks that an increase in temperature is outweighed by the fact that a lot of kids spend time indoors these days, don't go out so much, and we have air conditioning. What about 1950 when there weren't no air conditioning? If you wanted to cool off, you'd have to go to the country, or you'd have to go to one of those air-cooled movie theaters and sit there and watch a boring movie just to cool down. But they also implicate overuse of antibiotics, and that's certainly happening in our pediatric population. They say experts aren't sure why more children and teens are developing the condition, but let's look at the possibility that it has something to do with the microbiome. And indeed, it may, because there's a certain bacteria that normally inhabits the intestines called Oxalobacter formigenes, which eats up oxalic acid, which is a component of kidney stones. And there's a startup company called Oxalo Therapeutics that's betting the ranch on that proposition. They're developing probiotics containing Oxalobacter, which are designed to forestall kidney stone attacks in people especially prone to kidney stones. Now, I searched the web, and I asked myself, is this available? Can you buy this? It turns out you can't buy it over-the-counter in the United States, but in India, you can buy an OTC product called Oxalo, which contains Oxalobacter formigenes. So due to differences in approvals from country to country, India has seen fit to make it available over-the-counter, not available here in the United States yet, but because of the internationality of the web, it may be possible for patients all over the world to access this by purchasing it from India. Interesting proposition that by changing the composition of the microbiome, we can forestall painful kidney stone attacks and sometimes avoid the need for surgery or cystoscopy to retrieve a stuck stone in the ureter or in the kidneys. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store and online.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom-targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number during the program, and also 24/7, 365. People call in and record questions, as did this listener. Let's hear it.
Hi, my name's Deb, and I was wondering if there's any benefit of using a potion that has CBD and THC in it topically. Because as I understand it, THC does not obviously get you high when absorbed through the skin, but what does it do for you?
Okay, you know, that's an interesting question, and there is actually a lot of information about CBD, cannabidiol, as a topical agent for the treatment of pain. I'd have an example here. The study is entitled The Effectiveness of Topical Cannabidiol Oil, CBD, in Symptomatic Relief of Peripheral Neuropathy of the Lower Extremities. It's a common problem. Patients who've undergone chemotherapy, diabetic patients, sometimes patients for undisclosed reasons. We call this idiopathic peripheral neuropathy. Have pain, numbness, loss of sensation, and it can be aggravating. And so in this study, small study, 29 patients with peripheral neuropathy, 15 got CBD and 14 got placebo. And what they found was that there definitely was a benefit to transdermal application of CBD oil. Now, when it comes to THC, I could find no evidence that THC does anything when used topically. So it's the CBD that is the stuff that actually can work for pain. Now, it's not, if you got like deep pain in your hip or something, yeah, it's not going to penetrate that deeply. But superficial discomfort, you know, maybe if you have finger arthritis, pain in your wrist, even pain in your knee, but certainly peripheral neuropathy, which is near the surface, you can get some relief. But there's no evidence that THC is going to do any good, and I don't know any product that utilizes THC topically. You might have to, you know, mix your own home brew with a mortar and pestle to get the THC. What THC does when taken internally, when smoked or when taken as a tincture, it can be helpful for the treatment of pain, especially in combination with CBD. So CBD-THC combinations taken internally can be helpful for pain. Well, I don't know of any studies that suggest the topical THC does any good by itself. That's a good lead-in to talk about my favorite CBD brand, which is pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. That's the place to go. The company is CB Sciences, and as you know, a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. It helps with sleep, it helps with mood, and it helps with pain. And I found that it really helps people relax and can support restful sleep. The CBD brand that I take personally, and I use it topically, and I recommend it to my patients, is Plus CBD from CB Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC Free. That's for oral consumption. Daily Balance is a daily use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. So to learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. And for our Intelligent Medicine listeners, special offer, you can use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies. And they also have combo products, which have a little bit of THC, if you desire that effect. That's the Reserve line. And they have a full range of topical products, roll-ons and various creams that you can apply for local relief of discomfort. 877-726-8255, our number. This is an important story because for a while we've been talking about omega-3 fatty acids and arrhythmias. And we know from studies that intake of omega-3 fatty acids via diet and via supplementation, that would be EPA and DHA, reduce the risk for the most dangerous type of arrhythmias. These are ventricular arrhythmias, ventricular tachycardia, ventricular fibrillation. These are the kind of things that can kill you, can cause sudden death. A more benign, but albeit serious, arrhythmia is atrial fibrillation. And so there was controversy about omega-3 fatty acids because it's been suggested that while reducing the risk of ventricular arrhythmias, that intake of omega-3 fatty acids could increase the risk of atrial fibrillation. And it got to the point where cardiologists were telling patients who were prone to atrial fibrillation, stop taking omega-3 fatty acids. And I said, something's fishy here, because why should they act beneficially in one part of the heart that's a few inches below the area where atrial fibrillation originates, but not have a beneficial effect on atrial fibrillation? Well, this is something that often happens in medicine because we need to apply a corrective. The Million Veteran Program, biggest study to date. What they're saying here is that although recent randomized clinical trials have reported an increased risk of atrial fibrillation with omega-3 fatty acid supplements, it's unclear whether dietary marine omega-3 fatty acids assessed through food frequency questionnaires are associated with atrial fibrillation risk. And what they found was, au contraire, they found there was no increase, and in fact there was a protective effect of dietary intake of EPA DHA on the incidence of atrial fibrillation in this large sample of a million veterans. So yeah, I think we need to rethink that potential risk and suggest that it's okay for people at risk to take omega-3 fatty acids.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean. Not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. California Governor Gavin Newsom says a state of emergency is now in place for eight counties in Southern California. Newsom says high winds and heavy rain have already impacted several areas of Southern California that include Los Angeles, Riverside, and San Diego. Former foreign policy advisor Dan Senor says there's no doubt that Iran is behind many terrorist operations, including last weekend's drone attack that killed three American soldiers.
Tensions are escalating with Iran via their proxies, but make no mistake about it, their proxies aren't really the problem. The problem is Iran. And Iran has activated proxies to wage terror around the world.
Senor says there's long been a threat that Iran could carry out a terrorist threat in America.
Would Iran, by its proxies, contemplate a terror operation in the United States? There have been intelligence threats over the years that they would. Wouldn't this be a time to do it if they would do it?
Senor was interviewed on Salem Radio Network. Authorities are investigating the death of a 73-year-old skydiver in Arizona. Correspondent Julie Walker has more on the story.
Police say Terry Gardner and three fellow experienced skydivers were making their third jump of the day around noon last Wednesday. The group had planned a formation jump from about 14,000 feet. Police say Gardner deployed his parachute, but it never fully opened to slow his descent. Federal authorities are still investigating the January 14th crash of a hot air balloon in a desert area of Eloy that left a pilot and three passengers dead. Eight skydivers had successfully jumped from the gondola before the balloon began experiencing problems. I'm Julie Walker.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
You all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, Relief, relieffactor.com.
The Philippines and Vietnam sign agreements to avoid incidents in the South China Sea and broaden cooperation between their coast guards.
The growing alliance will likely be frowned upon by China, which claims virtually the entire waters. The agreements, along with discussions on enhancing information sharing and training exchanges between the Vietnamese and Philippine militaries, were forged during a recent visit to Hanoi by Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. Both sides agreed to boost trade and investment and signed a key deal on rice.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Rapper Killer Mike was escorted out of the Grammy Awards tonight in handcuffs. A video on social media shows the rapper, who won 3 Grammys during the pre-televised portion of the show, being taken away in handcuffs by officers. He won in all 3 of the categories for which he was nominated. News and analysis at townhall.com. Wall Street continues its climb into record territory, with all the benchmarks gaining more than 1% last week.
The S&P starts the week at a fresh high after advancing just over 1% Friday. Last week's rally, fueled by a surprisingly strong January jobs report, as well as encouraging quarterly earnings from tech giants, including Facebook parent Meta and Amazon, which advanced just shy of 8%. The Dow gained 134 points Friday, ending at a record 38,654. The Nasdaq closed up 1.7%. Rich Thomason reporting.
A member of the Biden administration says the U.S. gave Iraq sufficient advance notice about airstrikes against Iran-backed militias. On Fox News Sunday, National Security Council's John Kirby said there were appropriate notifications and discussions with the Iraqi government. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Lined up for you today with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. David Wiley. He's the president and CEO of Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. And David, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Steve, good to be here as always.
All right. So I thought maybe we could go back to the basics today. I know we just have a lot of different things to cover today, but let's start off with one of the most commonly asked questions that I've heard. And if I've heard it a lot, you've heard it maybe 10,000 times. What's the difference between hospice care and palliative care?
Sure. You know, Steve, actually, hospice care actually is a form of palliative care.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, hospice care is when a person is they are terminally ill.
Okay.
They're seeking medical care, but they're making a choice. Their goal of care is around comfort. And hospice is when we're able to come into the home, provide medical care by an interdisciplinary group of our team, including, you know, a nurse, a social worker, a chaplain, and our CNAs, sometimes called bath aides. But these are specialized experts that help folks and help the family navigate those hopefully weeks and months at the end of life. Palliative care, which, you know, to palliate means to provide comfort, is really for us when somebody is not quite ready for hospice, or their goal is still perhaps curative treatment. They still need support, but it's just not quite at the time for hospice in terms of what their desires are.
So maybe some disease management, if someone has COPD, or it could be a number of diagnoses, but they're certainly not giving up. They're receiving the treatment, but they also they need some management of that care as time goes by.
Absolutely. These are folks that are that we help take care of, particularly in our community-based palliative care program. They're seriously ill. They're navigating a lot of changes, maybe a critical diagnosis. You know, what we can provide them is, you know, additional support in the home through a nurse practitioner, but also stay in contact with their primary care physician and help navigate what's next.
Well, and I've even had some of my friends contact Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, receive that palliative care, and it did indeed at some point then turn into hospice care because they were in that last 6 month window where, like you said, it's more of a comfort situation. They stopped the chemo, the radiation, and he said, "I'm done with all of that.
Yeah,
and let's just try to have a quality of life for as long as I can."
Yeah, and what we try to do is, you know, we've been doing this for 43 years. What we try to do is provide all the options. So anytime somebody has a question, our teams come out. We'll do an informational visit and explore what's possible and meet your needs.
So how do you qualify for hospice care then? Do you have to have a physician's order? Is there a prognosis of that six-month marker? Is that kind of the basics of qualification, or is there more to it than that?
Yeah, you know, it's a great question. And, you know, typically Medicare pays for hospice. Not always. There could be commercial insurance. But we follow the industry follows Medicare guidelines, which says that a person, you know, their terminal they would have a terminal diagnosis. And it would be typically 6 months or less if the disease took its normal progression. And so you're right. It takes a doctor's order, a physician order. And then what happens is our physician independently looks at that and makes sure that and then we certify that the person is hospice appropriate. That's how the kind of nuts and bolts work.
Yeah. Okay. And then I've also heard of some patients, we even talked about President Carter in the previous episode or two, where you could be on hospice services for longer than 6 months. So obviously that 6 month is kind of a professional estimate, but obviously you can live longer than that. So does it just continue past the 6 months at that point?
You know, it's a great question. And what happens is there's an initial certification period, and then there's checkpoints along the way. The team monitors the progress and the disease progression, and then just documents, as things progress. And typically as a decline happens, then the person can stay on for hospice even longer than 6 months.
Okay.
And just like the example you gave of President Carter, more than a year. So every single person is different, and the team, it really works hard to provide support during that entire process.
And I've even heard of patients graduating from hospice because there's some sort of a turnaround, some sort of an improvement. You've probably heard of that before, and that sounds like maybe that's a rare situation, but that's kind of cool.
Yeah, sometimes what it takes is just being surrounded by expert help, and people stabilize, and that's terrific. And that's another example where folks can be supported if they graduate hospice. It's called, they discharge, and anybody can revoke hospice at any one point in time. It's not a final decision, which I think is important for people to know.
Yeah.
If your goals of care change along the way also, and you want to seek aggressive treatment, that's obvious. That's, absolutely your option. And so, but that they can graduate and they may be supported by community-based palliative care for while that stabilization happens.
Yep, that's phenomenal. Now, is hospice limited primarily to older adults, or can you be younger than Medicare age and receive hospice?
Sure. It's a great question, Steve. Kansas City Hospice, we have we focus on the end-of-life experience and for all ages. In fact, we have a program. It's called Carousel. It focuses on pediatric patients, and nobody wants to think about children and hospice, but when you need it, you need an expert, and that's who we are. And we've been doing that since 1989. Just last year, we took care of 65 little ones. Again, hard to imagine, but when you need that support, it's important to find somebody who's really an expert at that, and that's exactly who we are.
And the support for the family in that situation, I think that feels like it would be completely different than for a situation. So you have parents losing a child, and that's not supposed to happen,
right?
or you would hope not. And that's a lot different than being there for the adult children of an elderly parent, maybe, 70, 80, 90 years old. Sounds like it's very different. It would take a very special person, I would think, to provide and deliver that hospice, the pediatric hospice service.
Yeah, and our team is, they're pediatric trained. Children are not young adults. they're children.
Yeah.
And so these experts both understand that the medical care that's required, but also the special care of parents and typically, children and other children in the home that the team's dealing with. So, but to answer your question earlier, we take care of all ages. So from newborns to folks that are over 100.
Is that unusual? I don't know if I've heard of another pediatric. They may exist. I haven't heard of it.
We are unique in our region. Frankly, some folks, hospices say they do this, and typically when things get really complicated, they call us and we help take over. But,
right. Let's call somebody who knows what to do here.
But, I just highly regarded, our team is highly regarded and are very experienced at that.
And then this is just a small way to give back to the community, but I recall there was a terrible thing in the news where you had a shooting, a young person in a school died, and it was a horrible, horrible situation. And I was so proud to see that they recognized hospice counselors from KC Hospice to come in and to speak with all of these kids, because that's tough for anyone to handle, but a kid is a kid, and you can't even wrap your brain around that.
Right. One of our programs that we're super proud about is called the Solace House, which is a center for grief and healing, and it focuses on families but also children in grief. And our bereavement services from our Kansas City Hospice counselors and our Solace House team often do get called in on these really difficult situations in order to help other children, and sometimes the high school counselors, just to support them in speaking with their kids in their school.
Yeah, I was kind of a proud papa when I saw that KC Hospice was there. I'm like, oh man, this is so good. So and you were just there to,
yep,
to help these people. So it was fantastic. And then we talked about this last time, but if someone out of the area is listening, how would they best go about finding a quality hospice provider in their area? Would you still recommend going to that Medicare Compare?
Yeah, there's a website, medicarecompare.gov, and you can search for hospice, and it provides basically quality metrics and kind of other comparison data, the types of patients that they take care of and the locations. So that can be a good source for people to check things out.
Excellent. If you'd like to reach out to Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, here's the phone number. You're going to want to write it down at 816-363-2600. You can also go online. It's a fantastic website, just loaded with lots of really helpful information at kchospice.org. And we'll have more with David coming up next. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. In what settings can hospice care be provided to patients? We have several options. A, their own home. B, a family member's home. C, a nursing home or assisted living community. D, a hospital. E, an inpatient hospice house. Or F, all of the above. What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause? that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law. We specialize in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. We've been working with Gearhart Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. To learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks, or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for your free booklet about trademarks and a free consultation.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. In what settings can hospice care be provided to patients? A, their own home. B, a family member's home. C, a nursing home or assisted living community. D, a hospital. E, an inpatient hospice house. Or F, all of the above. And the answer is... F, all of the above. And David, we probably got some caught some folks off guard on that one. Why is it all of the above?
You know, Steve, hospice, it's not a place. You know, it's a form of care that can be really given in your own home, wherever that may be, can be provided at a hospice house or an inpatient hospice facility when or if symptoms become too difficult to manage in the home. So really, you have a choice where your care is provided.
Excellent. And I always love how you say hospice can be provided wherever you call home. Literally, wherever you call home.
Literally, yep. Wherever that is. And the team is adept at coming and supporting you as a patient and your family.
Okay. So you mentioned hospice houses. And obviously in the Kansas City area region, I mean, the KC Hospice House, I mean, that's iconic, really. I mean, it's a big deal. And so when is it appropriate to be referred to a hospice house rather than maybe receive the service in your own house or your own home?
Sure. You know, typically patients that are at the hospice house, and that we have two, the Kansas City Hospice House, as you mentioned, which is in South Kansas City, and we have one called North Care Hospice House, which is inside North Kansas City Hospital. So,
okay.
And that is an inpatient facility, and those patients really are usually quite ill, and when their symptoms are very difficult to manage in another setting. And about, I would say, 80% of our patients come directly from a hospital setting.
Okay.
So they've experienced some kind of acute situation.
Okay.
This is a rapid onset of something, and they need that rapid end-of-life support.
And so it's and I think a lot of people in the hospice house would have higher medical needs and maybe need equipment and a higher level of medical care at that point.
Yeah, you know, they do, and I think what's unique about it is that it's a very serene, peaceful setting. So when families come in, they realize this isn't like a hospital. You still receive very, acute level care that's very complicated, but the team does a nice job of making it just a little bit better and allow you to become the family instead of the caregiver.
That's priceless, no doubt about it. We were talking off mic, and you dropped a couple of statistics that are kind of blew my mind about your volunteer program.
Yeah, you know, Steve, we just recapped our year-end numbers, and I'm super proud. One of the differentiators about Kansas City Hospice is we have robust volunteer support. We have more than 350 trained volunteers. They help across our programs, whether it's in a hospice house or in a home, or sometimes even administratively in our office. But the bulk of that happens, as support to our caregivers and to our families. And there's a Medicare requirement that 5% of our total hours, care hours, come from volunteers. It was part of the original design.
Okay.
I'm proud to tell you that we have more than double that, so
okay. Yep.
11%.
Oh.
And when we look at all of our programs and support, we had 64,000 hours that were donated or provided to Kansas City Hospice and all of our families and our caregivers.
64,000. That's amazing. And how many volunteers?
We have more than 350 trained volunteers.
Wow. And so they're not just going out blind. They've been trained. I mean, yep. They know what they're doing here.
Oh, yeah. It's a very specific, particularly our patient care volunteers go through extensive training.
And along with, you know, I know a lot of people donate to Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. We'll talk about that. We have a big fundraiser coming up this month. But a lot of people give back by volunteering. And if you're listening to the program and you're like, you know what, I think that's something I'd like to look into, they could reach out to Kansas City Hospice. And you, I'm sure you have some sort of a process to discuss that with them.
Absolutely. You can go on our website and check it out. Also, you can just call our main number, 816-363-2600, and we have volunteer coordinators that help that be a good experience. Actually, they do a great job, so yes.
Excellent. And talking about fundraising, we have, I think, one of my favorite ones.
Yeah.
Mustache Month is the month of February.
Yeah, you know, it's really a fundraiser, actually.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
And this Mustache Month is really just a way to raise awareness about our program, our pediatric carousel program, actually. And we partner with Chicken and Pickle. Their employees grow mustaches during the month of February, and they help sponsor an annual Mustache Month pickleball tournament, which happens at the end of February in the Northland location. And it's really just to celebrate and to bring awareness to the Carousel Pediatric Program, which is the only hospice and palliative care in the region dedicated to these unique needs of children and families. And so, anyway, if you happen to be a Chicken and Pickle, check it out. Ask them why they're growing their mustache. It's super fun. So folks can participate in that tournament if they want to.
Okay, and I remember the first year I grew a mustache as much as I can grow a decent mustache, actually. It's not too bad. It's kind of looking gray these days, though. I don't know. My wife is like, okay, how long do you have to have that? Can you cut it off on March the 1st? So, but I did that. I think I got the Walter Cronkite Reporter of the Year mustache or something like that award. So it was just so fun, though.
Yep.
But you're able to raise a lot of money, and all the folks at Chicken and Pickle, they were totally into it. I mean, they do a really good job supporting this one.
You know, it is fun. It's a fun evening, this cup in hand kind of pickleball. So anybody can play. You don't have to be, an expert at it. And a two-player team is $150 to register. And you can just come and cheer us on. It'll be a fun night.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you want to grow a mustache, you can do that. And people can donate to, you know, watch your mustache grow. And it's all in fun. But it goes to a wonderful, wonderful cause. And that's to Carousel. Is that correct?
Carousel. It's to raise awareness for our Carousel Pediatric Hospice Program.
Excellent. Excellent. And so I know that Kansas City Hospice does a lot of fundraising throughout the year. This is this is a fundraiser, which and it is fun. But it's really, really important because Kansas City Hospice is a nonprofit provider, and you're able to raise like over $500,000 a year through all these different, fundraising opportunities. And that tell us what those funds are used for.
Sure. You know, one of the things that's really important as a nonprofit is we take care of people regardless of their ability to pay and whatever their financial resources. So, for example, we provide uncompensated care of more than $400,000 a year. So our fundraisers help us offset those costs. Plus, you know, our families are in need of a lot of basic things. And so when our team comes in and they realize that somebody doesn't have the appropriate, amount of food and shelter and other sometimes utilities, we go above and beyond to make sure that they're well taken care of and they're comfortable at the end of life.
And, I love some of the stories that you've provided in the past where, someone, they had insurance, but they weren't able to pay the copays, which could be sizable over time. You're able to say, come in, we'll take care of you. And that's what this money goes towards.
Absolutely. It's very helpful to fill in the gaps, and that's just a great example.
Okay. David Wiley, President and CEO of Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. You can reach out to KC Hospice at 816-363-2600 or online at kchospice.org. And, David, thank you so much for being in today. I really appreciate it. Keep up the great work, and I'm looking forward to Mustache Month.
Me too, Steve. Thanks so much.
All right. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Intel Core Ultra-powered laptops bring generative AI capabilities to your device itself, instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized, as it's analyzing your data. Plus, it's faster and more secure. Laptops with the Ultra Core badge means it doesn't just have a CPU for computational work, and often a GPU for rendering graphics, but now an NPU, or neural processing unit, for handling AI tasks. Imagine asking your laptop, show me the email where I was promised a raise, or where are my wedding photos? In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor, as it consumes less electricity and extends battery life significantly. More info is at intel.com/coreultra.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community. From Australia, it's astonishing to see how a few individuals and professionals in life, even after technically retiring from their work, choose to keep working for goodness among communities and societies. Over the years, several organizations and people have been associated with such acts of service for the ones in need. How often have we heard about veterans coming forward for other veterans and spreading the good in their lives? Well, with a powerful purpose of benefiting veterans, Veteran Benefits Australia was founded to better their lives with the best health care and community facilities and programs. It eases veterans' mental and physical challenges by helping them connect to healthcare providers, community programs, and mental health groups effortlessly and quickly.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we're going to shift gears now and move into the wonderful world of long-term care insurance. You know, I've mentioned long-term care insurance several times on the program, and I said, listen, I know my friend, he's an expert in this stuff. He's forgotten more than I know, and one of these days we're going to get him on the program. Well, today is that day, and Steve Johnson, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
I'm good to be here.
All right. So you are a long-term care insurance expert. I refer all of my clients to you or people who ask me about it. I said, call Steve.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So if this information resonates with you and you're like, wait a minute, I also need to call Steve. Here's the phone number. Write it down. It's 913-829-7555. That's 913-829-7555. You could also go online at stevejohnsonltc.com, stevejohnsonltc.com. Now, obviously, Steve's here in the Kansas City area, but we'll be letting you know if you live outside of the area. First of all, we're going to educate you here, so it's important information for everyone, and then we're going to let you know how to locate a long-term care insurance expert in your area. So with that, Steve, let's start off with the basics of long-term care insurance. What is it? Because I think it's a little misunderstood out there.
Yeah, so it's really help with your daily living activities. It's not medical, doctor, hospital. That'll be your Medicare or your health insurance. But it's really those things that most of us are going to end up needing health with eventually. People think nursing home when they think this, but, you know, frankly, these days, most people get care at home first.
Yeah.
And it's help with all those things to function day to day.
All right, and so that's going to cover. If you are in a nursing home or long term care community, it's going to help to pay for that. But what are some of the other services that it will pay for?
A lot of people don't know that if you're in your home, it will include light housekeeping. It'll include somebody to help run errands, pick up medications, take care of some things. Even, like I said, light housekeeping to keep your living environment clean and tidy, so that it's a place you want to be.
And so it'll pay for home care services, essentially, and it'll also now pay for assisted living. I think a long time ago, you didn't have some of these options, but the newer plans, they're very friendly as far as the options.
Exactly, yeah. I just call them comprehensive, very common. Unfortunately, Medicaid, Medicare won't cover assisted living, but long-term care insurance will.
Yeah, and that's a huge, huge benefit. So let's talk about some of the main elements in a long-term care insurance policy. There are several key features in there. Let's go ahead and break those down and talk about some recommendations or some ranges that you might recommend looking at.
Great. Yeah. So first thing is, when you're looking at the nuts and bolts of long-term care insurance, there's really four main things to focus on first. Your daily benefit or monthly benefit. We'll look at the cost of care in your part of the country, and then there are ways we can tailor that. And then the second thing is your total benefit. You may have heard your friends talk about getting a 3-year or 5-year plan, or we could look at the dollar amount. There are unlimited plans still on the market, Steve, believe
really?
It or not.
I did not. Seriously, I didn't think they sold those anymore.
They kind of went away, and then they kind of came back.
Okay.
So there are still some options. So that's the second thing is your total benefit. The third would be the inflation protection. That's the feature that will, and let's face it, the word inflation has been heard a lot in the last few years.
Sure.
It'll help your benefits grow to keep up with the cost of care. And then finally, there's something called the elimination period, just a fancy term for a deductible.
Yeah. And that who made that up?
I have no idea. All I can tell you, if you want to impress your friends, is they use the same terminology in disability insurance policies as well. It has the same meaning.
Yeah.
And that is the period of time you pay out of pocket before the policy will kick in.
30, 60, 90 days are probably the most common ones that I've seen. Would you agree with that?
I totally would agree.
Yeah. Okay. And then I'll tell you what, that inflation rider, I'm pretty hardcore about that one. I think that's a you got to have it because I've seen what happens if you don't have it. And here's a real quick story. I worked with a family, and she said, you know, we need a placement for my husband, and we have long-term care insurance. And she was very excited about that because, I mean, it's a lifesaver. Well, I get there, and they didn't have the inflation rider. They've had it for about 20 years. And I had to deliver the bad news that their policy 20 years ago would have paid for his full cost of care. And today it paid for about half the cost of care. It did not keep up.
Yeah. And, you know, that's a good argument for working with a specialist. This you can probably drive down the street and find on a corner where there's an insurance agency, someone to sell this to you. But what you really want to look for is someone who specializes so that you gave a great example, Steve. They don't miss that some of those critical features.
And so how much coverage or daily benefit would you recommend? I realize that's a loaded question.
It is.
You may look at wanting it to pay for the whole cost or maybe part of the cost and you self-fund part of the cost. What would you recommend generally?
Yeah, that's an important. So I'll have a conversation with clients, and many of my partners do the same thing. And we'll have that conversation about their cash flow, their Social Security, their retirement. And then we can tailor that benefit to allow it so that the insurance, along with any income they have, pay the bills. Typically, most people want to keep that nest egg in place, not start draining the principal. And so that'll vary, but we'll have that conversation and find the right daily benefit.
And what it does at the end of the day is it protects your asset base.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people, they want that peace of mind of knowing that their nest egg is in place. And especially if they have a spouse there, you know, what's common is the spouse that needs care can end up draining most all the life savings and leave their at-home spouse in a bind. And so we don't want that to happen. And so we'll tailor the plan to prevent that.
Okay. And then as far as the length of coverage, I see a lot of 3-year policies, 5-year policies. Recently, I've run into several lifetime benefit, and I'm like, ooh, don't change that ever,
right.
Because that thing is worth its weight in platinum at this point, you know.
That's right.
So is the average length to stay at assisted living still around 2.5 years? Is that about right?
You know, that is true. If you're looking at all the stats, it's right around 3 years.
Okay.
If a person lives at least a year in care, their average stay is closer to 5 years.
Okay. All right. And I know there are a lot of studies out there. I saw that one of them, and I kind of like 59% of assisted living residents would need to graduate to long-term care where their stay, length of stay is about the same. So that's what we're getting, that approximate like 5 to 6 year benefit. Does that sound about right?
It does.
Okay. And so, but it really needs to be tailored to everyone, regardless of what the averages are. Your situation may call for something different.
That's true. Let me add this real quick, Steve. So my biggest challenge is really the person's health. This is not like walking in the store and walking down the aisle and deciding what to put in your cart. A good long-term care specialist will ask a lot of health questions, and what they're trying to do is figure out what's available. And so we've got to go in, first of all, knowing the healthier you are, the more options we'll have. And so that's why I hope people call me before they start having some serious health issues. And then hopefully they're calling me in their, you know, their early 50s or early 60s. But your health is the key thing to getting long-term care insurance.
And this isn't like some, like you said, it's not a guaranteed issue. You have to I always like to say it is, you have to qualify with your good health. Now, do you have to have perfect health, or can you have a few maybe minor situations that and still qualify? I mean, what? How's that look?
Yeah, most everybody is, you know, got something. So there's no. I don't think I've got any clients with perfect health, but and then every once in a while somebody's surprised that they're even insurable. So really, all I can say is, you know, don't, if you're thinking about this, make that call. See what's available, and make sure that agent is really asking the health questions. That's because anybody can quote this insurance, Steve, but you don't want to get a quote without the person really having done their homework.
That's right. And so if you're diabetic, for example, are you insurable or does it depend?
It depends. I have a lot of clients that are diabetic, and it'll just really depend on several factors, and we'll work with folks and do our best to find the best fit.
Sure. And I remember you've mentioned before that a lot of people thought, well, I have too many strikes against me on my health record, but you were able to shop around and look at all of these different companies and come up with some great options for them. They were shocked.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And since we spoke last, really, there's been another, I'll call it a category called short-term care. It functions just like long-term care. It's a bit more friendly regarding the health questions, and I have been able to ensure people that were sure they could never get it. And we did find something that really helped them. So, yeah, I wouldn't write yourself off. Talk to me or a local specialist and just find out.
And how many do you still sell a lot of the lifetime benefit? Because I'm kind of caught off guard that they're even available.
Yeah, not a lot, but occasionally it's a good fit. For example, I might have a client whose mom or dad has got Alzheimer's or they've been in care for 10 years. Very common that they want to see a lifetime.
Excellent, excellent. All right, we're going to have more with Steve coming up next. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. The average age of a long-term care insurance buyer is age 60. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com. Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits.
Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. That's 800-607-6864.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, we have a bonus Senior Care Live question of the week for you here. So here it is. The average age of a long-term care insurance buyer is age 60. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Steve, why is that answer false?
Well, the number is right between 50 and 51 years old. That is okay. The average age of a long-term care insurance buyer.
And I know Dave Ramsey kind of says 60, but it's between 50 and 51. I usually say the sweet spot's 55 plus or minus 5. But the biggest takeaway here is you have to qualify with your reasonably good health, and every year that goes by, the chances of you coming up with something that may disqualify you from buying a long-term care insurance policy, that increases. So I like that 50, what did you say, 0.6?
It's 50.6.
0.6, okay. All right, so what's that about? A little over 50 and a half. There you go. So
yep.
Blow the candles out, and about 6 months later, go buy your long-term care insurance policy.
There you go.
You'll be right in there. Okay, and then I've tried to, okay, here we go. This is kind of a big one. I've tried to explain this, and I don't know if I'm doing a very good job, Steve. I'm hoping you can help me. And so I'm throwing the hot potato to you. What is a state partnership plan? Because I think this is a huge deal. I think it's a huge opportunity, and I don't think anyone knows what the heck that is.
Right. A little bit of background, Steve. Back in 2005, there was a federal Deficit Reduction Act. That's what brought up the topic. And what the states were trying to accomplish is some way to encourage people to buy these policies. But one of the biggest objections some people had was, wow, I've got to spend a lot of money and get a really big policy to guarantee that I'm going to be protected. And the states basically developed this program and said, no. You don't need to buy a huge expensive plan. Buy something that meets a very basic requirement that the partnership has. And if you'll do that, and if you happen to use up all the benefits, we will change the Medicaid spend down rules and protect assets. So you get dollar for dollar asset protection. Simple way to say it is, Steve, if you got $150,000 protection in a long-term care policy and you used it all up and you still needed more care, the state would normally require you to spend down to almost nothing. They say, no. If you get down to $150,000, in my example, you keep that and then you get state assistance.
Okay, so let me give you another example. So your long-term care insurance policy pays $150,000 of your care. You still are in long-term care, or let's say long-term care, and you need to qualify for Medicaid. In the state of Kansas, then, your liquid assets would have to be spent down to $2,000. You're just about dead broke, and then you qualify for Medicaid, and Medicaid would pay for it. If you've invested money in a long-term care insurance policy that paid out $150,000, then you spend down your assets to $150,000, not $2,000. So you're left with the amount of money that this policy paid out, not a measly $2,000.
That's exactly right. And one thing I'll add, Steve, is the policy has to be certified as a partnership policy, and that's another reason to work with a specialist. Doesn't cost any extra. Just simply needs to meet some real basic requirements. So just want to make sure you work with a specialist so they can say, yep, this is a partnership qualified policy. You don't pay any extra for it, and then you'll get the benefit you just described.
Okay, and do most companies offer partnership policies, or is it just a select companies? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I would say the quality, the core companies that are really committed to this industry, they all have a partnership policy. Though they're not hard to find, just make sure your agent knows how to set it up to meet the requirements.
And if someone has a policy right now, they're not sure, I would recommend circling back with their agent, say, hey, do I have a partnership policy? And if not, let's look into making some changes and doing something about that.
Great advice.
So, okay. And then, Steve, what would you say to the person who may be thinking, well, Steve, why would I want to pay for a long-term care insurance policy if there's a chance that I may never use it?
Yeah, that's not an unreasonable objection. The risk is so high, though, and, you know, there's this thing called peace of mind. I don't know if you've ever awakened at 2 a.m. and wondered, did I lock the back door?
Yeah, I've done that before, actually.
And how well did you sleep, Steve, until you went down to check the back door?
Then I was mad because I'm like, gosh darn it. So then I got to get up and go, and then you don't go back to sleep.
So take that example and stretch it out over the rest of your, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. And you're waking up every day, so to speak, asking, did I lock the back door on long-term care? You'll never know if you're going to need it until the day of your funeral. But I can promise you the rest of your life, your friends, your neighbors, you're going to hear stories of your brother that need care. And it's just a peace of mind issue that whether you use it or not, it's a great use of insurance dollars because of how devastating it can be to your retirement.
No doubt about it. And this is my response is, look, you know, I pay how much every month for my homeowner's insurance. I pay how much every month for my auto insurance. And guess what? I hope I never use it. I mean, but I also know if something happens, I will be made whole. And that's why I pay for that. And I do have peace of mind over that. So for someone who has some concerns about that, I understand that we now have some hybrid policies that I think could help someone, I think, be more comfortable in investing in a long-term care policy.
Good. Yeah. And in a nutshell, a hybrid, that's terminology I like. You can find it called asset-based or linked benefit. There's a lot of terms out there.
Bundled, yeah, all that.
What you're basically getting is a combo, a life and a long-term care in one package. The appeal that it has is if you never need care, it does pay a death benefit. So you can think of it this way. I put X amount of dollars in there. That X is either going to pay for my care or when I leave this world, it's going to go on to my beneficiaries. And so that's the appeal. And that's why a lot of people are getting hybrids.
And about 70% of us will need and require and pay for long-term care. But if you're part of the 30 and you've invested this money, then upon your death, your estate, your beneficiary will get a life insurance amount. And though you haven't, so at that point, you haven't wasted any money. So.
Exactly.
Okay. And then, Steve, I understand that you have had an opportunity to use long-term care insurance in your family.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve, for bringing that up. So, and you helped me also. My parents live down in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Last summer, my mother broke a hip, and in a nutshell, she had complications, a series of surgeries. We thought we were going to lose her pretty early on. And then as things unfolded, she went through rehab and then nursing home. And my dad was asking, gosh, how am I going to pay for this? And all I could say to dad was, look, you've got a good long-term care policy on yourself and on mom. We don't know how long her care will last, but we do know money won't be an issue. In the end, Steve, she ended up actually using her policy for a little over a month. But I can say this, in the middle of that crisis, we knew money wasn't going to be an issue. So the peace of mind that came from that policy was invaluable. And I'm so grateful for what happened as far as just being prepared.
Yeah, it is.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. strikes against rebels in Yemen did hit the intended targets.
We do believe that the strikes had good effect in degrading the capabilities of these militia groups to attack us, and we do believe that that as we continue, we will be able to continue to send a strong message about the United States' firm resolve to respond when our forces are attacked.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Sullivan responded to complaints that the White House waited too long to retaliate for the drone strike that killed three U.S. soldiers in Jordan.
We planned the attack. We executed the attack. We hit where we wanted to hit, when we wanted to hit.
The flow of illegal immigrants across the Texas border has gone from 4,000 a day to 200 in a week. This after Texas Governor Greg Abbott removed federal agents from a community park on Texas soil near the border. The governor says he and his fellow governors have to take action to protect their borders due to a lack of action by the Biden administration.
We are banding together to fight to ensure that we will be able to maintain our constitutional guarantee that states will be able to defend against any type of imminent danger or an invasion.
A security robot programmed by artificial intelligence and used to patrol New York City subways is off the job. The Nightscope K5 robot works with human police officers and records video for police to review after a crime is committed. The New York Post reports K5's final assignment was last week at the Times Square station. Mayor Adams said the robot was an innovative tool to fight crime when it was launched. Quaker Oats expanding a nationwide recall, now including its Quaker Chewy Dips Llama Rama bars. More at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older. But it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
It was 50 years ago, Sunday, when a young woman became one of the most infamous kidnap victims in history.
Newspaper heiress Patty Hearst was kidnapped by the Symbionese Liberation Army in Berkeley, California. The 19-year-old college student's abduction eventually led her to joining forces with the SLA for a 1974 bank robbery that earned her a prison sentence. Hearst is nearing 70 later this month, and has been in the news again in recent years This time, her dogs have won prizes in the Westminster Kennel Dog Show. Jason Walker reporting.
Super Bowl week is here. Opening night kicks off Monday in Vegas, where the San Francisco 49ers and Kansas City Chiefs will speak to the media. It's the only time both teams will be together in one location before the game. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Federal Reserve Chairman says he still expects 3 interest rate cuts this year. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
Interviewed on CBS's 60 Minutes, Jerome Powell said he thinks the economy is in a good place and there's no sign of a recession on the horizon. As a result, Powell said the Fed remains on track to cut interest rates 3 times this year. He suggested March might be too soon for a rate cut, leading economists to think the first cut is likely to come in May or June. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A member of the Biden administration says the U.S. gave Iraq sufficient advance notice about airstrikes against Iran-backed militias. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, National Security Council's John Kirby said there were appropriate notifications and discussions with the Iraqi government prior to Friday's airstrikes in Iraq and Syria. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
And alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We're here on a weekend. We got lots to talk about. Intelligent medicine means the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies, putting that all together for you each weekend. And we invite your phone calls, 877-726-8255. We want you to come directly into the doctor's office and pose your question or share a comment. We got lots to talk about today. We're going to talk about some of those remarkable new weight loss drugs and some new drugs that are on the drawing board, and also a potential concern about the weight loss drugs that are so popular, Ozempic and Wegovy and Rybelsus and Mounjaro. They just keep proliferating, and more are going to be introduced over the next few years. 877-726-8255 is our number. A remarkable story about a probiotic that just may reduce the risk of kidney stones, and new research on Gulf War illness reveals that it's all about the mitochondria. That may have implications for many fatigue-related disorders, including chronic fatigue syndrome, post-Lyme disease, long COVID, fibromyalgia, and so on. 877-726-8255, our number. I first want to, before we get to phone calls, and we have a couple on our lines, I want to share with you a medical mystery. This week I'm writing an article about the 17 most common nutritional deficiencies that Americans
experience. I was going to keep it to 10, but then the number kept going up to 17, so we're going to release that as a two-part series in our newsletter this week. If you haven't already signed up for our newsletter, go to drhoffman.com and just put in your email address, and we'll be sending you newsletters on a weekly basis. So this one is a very fascinating medical mystery. The story compiled by a physician, Siobhan DeShower, MD. And let's see if you can figure out the diagnosis before it's revealed. It's a real medical mystery. It's challenging. Let's start with Jennifer, who is a healthy, active 54-year-old woman, and she's currently training for a 5K run. Over the past few months, she's been having increasing fatigue and some knee pain, but you know, she chalked it up to all that extra running that she'd been doing. The pain then spread from her knees down to her shins and into her calves, so she decided to cut back on her running and do a little more stretching, but the pain kept getting worse. And then she started noticing bruising at the back of her legs, but she didn't really remember bumping into anything. And then there were tiny red dots appearing on her legs. Medically, these are called petechiae. And she'd hoped that the rash would go away on its own, but it just kept going, getting worse. And then, over the course of a couple of weeks, her legs became so painful that she was actually having difficulty walking. And at this point, her family convinced her that she had to go to the hospital. So she arrived, and she was evaluated. And so she hung out in the emergency room, finally saw a doctor, order some blood work, and closely examined her legs and noticed a rash and some swelling in her legs. But what really stood out is that whenever he would touch her calves, she'd be wincing in pain. And so in medicine, we take a top-down approach. We call it the rule-out game. We rule out the most serious problems before we go to more mundane causes because, well, if you miss something really serious, if you send somebody home and say you have a flu when actually they have a pneumonia or a cancer or a severe autoimmune lung disease, well, that's a big boo-boo. So they immediately sent her for an ultrasound of her legs to rule out blood clots in her legs. Usually they occur on one side rather than the other. These are called DVTs, deep vein thrombosis. But there were no signs of a blood clot. But an X-ray did show edema of her legs on both sides. And so they sent her for a lot of body imaging because, God forbid, maybe it was a cancer in her abdomen or in her pelvis pressing on her veins, causing her to have swelling in her legs. But no. CT scans of her chest, abdomen, pelvis didn't show any signs of cancer. And then, because she was experiencing weakness, they did EMGs. These are tests for the electrical activity in your nerves that activate your muscles. But those came back normal, too. They noted that she had a slightly low hemoglobin on her blood test, but then they did a bunch of tests to find out if she had hemolysis, which is an autoimmune process by which your blood cells break down, and they found that, no, that wasn't the case. The suggestion that was that she was bleeding somewhere, but we just couldn't pin down where that bleeding was coming from. And so this was a real medical mystery. They began to think that maybe she had an autoimmune disease, and there were no markers for that in her blood test, but sometimes a skin biopsy can reveal something. But unfortunately, that takes a while to analyze by the pathologists. You freeze the skin, and then you take a little sample, and you send it off to the lab. But this may take days or even sometimes over a week to get the results back. So they didn't know what was going on. But when her doctors went to speak with her, they got a little bit of a clue. They noticed that Jennifer left a lot of food on her tray. And so they asked her why. And she explained over the last 2 years she's been worried about allergies and intolerances to foods. So she'd been restricting her diet and cutting out foods that she suspected were causing her issues. Now, the foods that she was restricting were fruits and vegetables. She may have read a book by Dr. Gundry called The Plant Paradox, which highlights the risk of plant lectins and urges that people avoid the many sources of plant lectins, which means that she was on a diet that was virtually bereft of plant foods. And so it occurred to the doctors that maybe, just maybe, she was suffering from an ancient disease, scurvy. Now, we tend to think of scurvy as something that affected British sailors in the 18th century, and then along came Sir James Lind, and he figured out that by giving sailors fresh lemons and limes, they could avert scurvy, those being, of course, great sources of vitamin C. Henceforth, British sailors were known as limeys. And thinking back, the diagnosis of scurvy pulls together all of Jennifer's symptoms. She became fatigued, and why that might be is that vitamin C is needed to create L-carnitine, which is necessary for energy production in the cells. Also, there was the bruising and rashes on her skin. Well, vitamin C is necessary to produce collagen, and when you don't have adequate collagen production, your skin breaks down, and your blood vessels, which also are formed in part of collagen, tend to leak, causing little red spots to appear. You may also get bleeding gums because the collagen in your mouth no longer is strong enough to prevent little injuries from, say, a toothbrush or from food. Without vitamin C to make strong collagen, blood vessels become weak. They bleed easily. Scurvy also leads to abnormal connective tissue, and that can cause problems in the joints, right? And so that clinched the diagnosis. It turned out she had extraordinarily low levels of vitamin C. That really unforeseen diagnosis and a modern-day version of a disease that we thought was extinct sometimes can occur, especially in the setting of very restrictive diets, can occur in patients with kidney failure on dialysis or patients with diabetes, which creates an increased demand for vitamin C. There are many new case reports of scurvy making a comeback in patients in the 21st century. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll be taking some of your phone calls momentarily. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Jumpstart your healthy resolutions with reduced pricing on all my favorite supplements from Thorne. Right now, my entire curated selection of Thorne supplements is 20% off, including Thorne's cutting-edge brain support formula, Cinequel. I've added Cinequel to my personal daily regimen to fight off cognitive decline. Cinequel is rich in the best researched ingredients that help support brain function. Its active ingredients help maintain cellular energy production, encourage a healthy balance of inflammatory cytokines, provide energy to fuel the nerves, support neurotransmitter production, and protect against oxidative stress. It's available in two strengths, Cinequel for everyday maintenance and Cinequel Plus, which provides higher amounts of specific nutrients for shorter-term support after impact-related head injury. Just go to DeerHoffman.com/Thorn for 20% off Cinequel, as well as my entire curated selection of Thorn products. That's DeerHoffman.com/Thorn.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you on a weekend. Our number, 877-726-8255 is our number. And let's go with callers. John, welcome.
Hoffman, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I knew that lady had scurvy when you said no fruits and vegetables.
There you go. That was the tip off. Yeah, you are an astute, intelligent medicine listener. Yeah, good job.
Well, I'm a type 2 diabetic, and I'm on, I'm 63 years old. I'm on 22 units of insulin, and I have the popliteus muscle in the back of my knee. I kept calling you about my knees, but process of elimination, it's got to be that. The only thing left. And I can feel it. And I looked at a YouTube video with a chiropractor, and he said you could do it yourself. But I was like, I can't do it myself. You got to like rearrange it or something or massage.
Oh, it's like some kind of adjustment that the chiropractor is going to do to fix the popliteal bulge behind your knee. Is that the idea?
I guess so. Well, I called you to ask you who I should go see, a physical therapist or a chiropractor.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not even sure that that's a plausible answer, because a popliteal bulge is not just a mechanical bulge. It has to do with inflammation in the knee. And if you don't fix the underlying cause, you know, shoving around all that fluid, putting it back in place isn't necessarily going to fix the underlying problem. So, you know, you've called before, and, you know, I just wonder why, as a type 2 diabetic, you still remain on insulin. I made that point with you before, but remind me, what's your height and weight?
I'm 180, and I'm 5'9".
Okay, so that's too much weight. You're putting a little too much weight on your knees, but also that's creating inflammation. The insulin is perpetuating your body fat. Have you attempted to taper or eliminate your insulin with a very low-carb diet?
Yes, that, and I also, I started to take vitamin C, like 2000.
Yeah.
And
well,
it
worked for the gal in the anecdote that I shared with you, but I'm not sure that it's going to work for you. I mean, other things that can help knee problems in terms of nutritional support, if you have knee arthritis and, you know, this popliteal bulge or Baker cyst or whatever it is, I'm not entirely sure because I haven't seen it. This is a sign of osteoarthritis. It's a manifestation of that condition, and that does get worse when you have elevated blood sugar, when you have metabolic syndrome that promotes inflammation. And there are some nutrients that can be helpful. Higher doses of omega-3 fatty acids, glucosamine with chondroitin, also type 2 collagen. You should check that out, because type 2 collagen can actually have an anti-inflammatory effect. Boswellin is a nice product for arthritis. And then there are procedures that you can do. You can have a Syndisc injection to cushion the knees. You can have PRP, platelet-rich plasma, which is a procedure that some orthopedists use. They even do it at hospital for special surgery. It used to be exclusively the province of innovative alternative doctors, but now it's been mainstreamed. And then there's stem cells, which are, you know, kind of on the cusp of becoming perfected. I don't think that they are ready for prime time entirely yet, but stem cell injections can sometimes stave off the need for more comprehensive surgery. But I'm a little worried about the fact that, you know, I kind of wish I could get my hands on you as a patient, see what the heck is causing you to require insulin. Do you really need it? Because insulin will keep that body fat on. It will promote inflammation. It will get in the way of your successful weight loss, even with, you know, some of these promising new medications like Ozempic, Mounjaro, Wegovy. These are some of the things that could take the extra pounds off and help to alleviate your elevated blood sugar. So I think, yeah, maybe we could improve things in terms of your management, which ultimately will have an impact on whether you get musculoskeletal problems. They're very much related to the inflammatory state that occurs when you have high blood sugars and excess body fat. 877-726-8255, our number. Let's talk to Peter in Brooklyn. How you doing, Peter?
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. I'm 79. I weigh 120, and I do all kinds of exercise, you know, weight resistant, yoga, aerobics. And yet I found, even though I want to gain more muscle, I developed a pounce, you know, belly underneath the abdomen and underneath the belly button. And I'm wondering if what your suggestion would be. I did just read an article in Life Extension saying that AMPK could be.
Yeah, well, let's tackle that issue, because I think that's kind of a universal complaint, is what do you do about that belly bulge that just doesn't go away with a lot of crunches? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255.
As you know by now, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free. Daily Balance is a daily use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaii mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. That number is available to you during the program and also 24/7, 365, so you can call and record a question. Well, we have a live caller. We've got Peter from Brooklyn, who at the tender age of 79 is experiencing a belly bulge. Peter, that's such a rare, unusual, esoteric problem. I'm just kidding. So, Peter, tell me a little bit about this. You got a little bit of an overhang there.
It's not great, you know, but it is more prominent, and I would like to gain more muscle. I take creatinine and other whey protein, but and do, you know, a lot of exercises. But
okay, so let me explain what's going on. I have noticed that, you know, I compete in triathlons, and sometimes the folks are even older than I am, folks in their 70s, and you see the guys there, and they're superbly trained. But they got a little bit of a belly overhang. So what's up with that? What's going on? Why do men at a certain age, and women to a certain extent, have a little bit of a belly overhang? Well, part of it is the deterioration in collagen that occurs with aging. I mean, your skin becomes more lax. That's why you get facial droop and facial wrinkles. That's why people pick things up with Botox and with facelifts. And that tends to also happen with the collagen around your abdomen. But, of course, there's also the deposition of fat that often occurs with age. But even folks sometimes who diet stringently, they still have a little bit of an overhang. And part of that may also be due to a condition called a ventral hernia. And without examining you, I can't tell you whether you have one. But that is actually a congenital condition, which sometimes gets worse with age, where there's a little bit of a gap between the muscles on each side, and there's a protuberance in the middle that is most accentuated when you do a crunch or a sit-up. There's a little bit of a hernia or an outpouching of your abdominal contents into that gap in the middle, and it's a, you know, it's a vertical gap. So the other thing that occurs in men is there's a decline in testosterone, and so if you want a six-pack again, you can take enormous amounts of growth hormone and testosterone, but that ultimately may not be that great for you in other respects. I mean, I'm a big fan of testosterone replacement for men as they age. I think it improves muscle. I think it improves mood, certainly improves sexual performance. So, and it could also have an impact on your physique. So I think there's a bunch of factors that conspire to make it such that you don't have that lauded six-pack that so many people strive to acquire past a certain age. That may not be entirely a problem. You could be absolutely healthy, metabolically healthy, destined to live to be 105, with a little bit of a belly overhang. Or, alternatively, it could be a sign that you have excess visceral fat, the fat that underlies your outside fat, that may be pathological fat, the kind that actually has, that is a determinant your risk for metabolic syndrome, insulin resistance. It's hard to tell with just what you described in the phone call. And yes, you're taking some of the right supplements, but without a workup, it's kind of hard to determine precisely what's going on. But it may be perfectly innocuous and just a natural sign of being a 79-year-old healthy guy. 877-726-8255. Thanks for that phone call. All right. While we're talking about belly overhang, Well, there's a revolution going on in terms of weight loss drugs. They just held the 83rd annual scientific session of the American Diabetes Association, and they're talking about a whole raft of new weight loss drugs. We've got Ozempic, we've got Wegovy. These are injectable drugs. Now a new drug called Mounjaro, which involves not just one, not just semaglutide as the other ones contain, but a little semaglutide along with another hormone that helps with weight loss, can really knock the socks off your body fat. Part of the problem is they're all injectable. There is one oral semaglutide medication, Rybelsus, but they're talking about on-ramping a new one, which will be even more effective than Rybelsus. So there are a variety of ways they can go. They can use two hormone combinations, even three hormone combinations. Those are on the drawing boards. And they can make these drugs even more convenient, where you don't have to inject them and you can just simply take them orally. There's a bit of a problem looming for this class of medications, some possible storm clouds. The European Union is investigating Ozempic after suicidal thoughts have been reported in some users. So what's going on with that? Why should those medications create depression or suicidal thoughts? Well, they have an impact on the brain. They actually decrease appetite. And appetite is very much associated with mood. And it is possible, just possible, that decreasing appetite might have more global effects on mood in general. When you kind of have a decreased appetite, you may have a little less joie de vivre, lust for life. And by dampening down your cravings, it might put you into a state of apathy, which would be conducive to depression and even suicidal thoughts. So they're going to have to investigate that. What they're saying here is that the benefits of these medications for diabetes, which can be a killer disease, may outweigh the slight risk of suicidal ideation. But when you just use these medications for weight loss, do you want to trade a little bit of overweight? You know, say you want to get rid of that, you know, 15 or 20 pounds, nagging weight that is hard to shake off with exercise and diet, and trade that for suicidal ideation? I think there the risk-benefit equation weighs in favor of avoiding these medications altogether. And we're going to have to look at these medications very carefully, because sometimes when hundreds of thousands and millions of people use a medication that's been approved on the basis of a study of a few hundred people, side effects emerge that weren't previously envisioned. So we're going to have to look at that very, very carefully. 877-726-8255 our number. And kidney stones are an increasing problem. And the concern is that the rate of kidney stones, very painful, has been rising among even children and teens, especially girls, according to research. And doctors aren't sure why younger people are at increased risk. But what they're saying here is that it's a combination of diets high in ultra-processed foods. They also blame hotter summers, you know, global warming. But methinks that an increase in temperature is outweighed by the fact that a lot of kids spend time indoors these days, don't go out so much, and we have air conditioning. What about 1950 when there weren't no air conditioning? If you wanted to cool off, you'd have to go to the country, or you'd have to go to one of those air-cooled movie theaters and sit there and watch a boring movie just to cool down. But they also implicate overuse of antibiotics, and that's certainly happening in our pediatric population. They say experts aren't sure why more children and teens are developing the condition, but let's look at the possibility that it has something to do with the microbiome. And indeed, it may, because there's a certain bacteria that normally inhabits the intestines called Oxalobacter formigenes, which eats up oxalic acid, which is a component of kidney stones. And there's a startup company called Oxalo Therapeutics that's betting the ranch on that proposition. They're developing probiotics containing Oxalobacter, which are designed to forestall kidney stone attacks in people especially prone to kidney stones. Now, I searched the web, and I asked myself, is this available? Can you buy this? It turns out you can't buy it over-the-counter in the United States, but in India, you can buy an OTC product called Oxalo, which contains Oxalobacter formigenes. So due to differences in approvals from country to country, India has seen fit to make it available over-the-counter, not available here in the United States yet, but because of the internationality of the web, it may be possible for patients all over the world to access this by purchasing it from India. Interesting proposition that by changing the composition of the microbiome, we can forestall painful kidney stone attacks and sometimes avoid the need for surgery or cystoscopy to retrieve a stuck stone in the ureter or in the kidneys. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store and online.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I've partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens.
Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number during the program, and also 24-7, 365. People call in and record questions, as did this listener. Let's hear it.
Hi, my name's Deb, and I was wondering if there's any benefit of using a potion that has CBD and THC in it topically. Because as I understand it, THC does not obviously get you high when absorbed through the skin, but what does it do for you?
Okay, you know, that's an interesting question. And there is actually a lot of information about CBD, cannabidiol, as a topical agent for the treatment of pain. I'd have an example here. The study is entitled The Effectiveness of Topical Cannabidiol Oil, CBD, in Symptomatic Relief of Peripheral Neuropathy of the Lower Extremities, which is a common problem, patients who've undergone chemotherapy, diabetic patients, sometimes patients for undisclosed reasons. It's called this idiopathic peripheral neuropathy, have pain, numbness, loss of sensation, and it can be aggravating. And so in this study, small study, 29 patients with peripheral neuropathy, 15 got CBD and 14 got placebo. And what they found was that there definitely was a benefit to transdermal application of CBD oil. Now, when it comes to THC, I could find no evidence that THC does anything when used topically. So it's the CBD that is the stuff that actually can work for pain. Now, it's not, if you got like deep pain in your hip or something, yeah, it's not going to penetrate that deeply. But superficial discomfort, you know, maybe if you have finger arthritis, pain in your wrist, even pain in your knee, but certainly peripheral neuropathy, which is near the surface, you can get some relief. But there's no evidence that THC is going to do any good, and I don't know any product that utilizes THC topically. You might have to you know, mix your own home brew with a mortar and pestle to get the THC. What THC does when taken internally, when smoked or when taken as a tincture, it can be helpful for the treatment of pain, especially in combination with CBD. So CBD-THC combinations taken internally can be helpful for pain, but I don't know of any studies that suggest the topical THC does any good by itself. That's a good lead-in to talk about my favorite CBD brand, which is pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. That's the place to go. The company is CB Sciences, and as you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. It helps with sleep, it helps with mood, and it helps with pain. And I found that it really helps people relax and can support restful sleep. The CBD brand that I take personally, and I use it topically, and I recommend it to my patients, is Plus CBD from CB Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC Free. That's for oral consumption. Daily Balance is a daily use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. So to learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. And for our Intelligent Medicine listeners, special offer, you can use coupon code HOFFMAN30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies. And they also have combo products, which have a little bit of THC, if you desire that effect. That's the Reserve line. And they have a full range of topical products, roll-ons and various creams that you can apply for local relief of discomfort. 877-726-8255, our number. This is an important story because for a while we've been talking about omega-3 fatty acids and arrhythmias. And we know from studies that intake of omega-3 fatty acids via diet and via supplementation, that would be EPA and DHA, reduce the risk for the most dangerous type of arrhythmias. These are ventricular arrhythmias, ventricular tachycardia, ventricular fibrillation. These are the kind of things that can kill you, can cause sudden deaths. A more benign, but albeit serious, arrhythmia is atrial fibrillation. And so there was controversy about omega-3 fatty acids because it's been suggested that while reducing the risk of ventricular arrhythmias, that intake of omega-3 fatty acids could increase the risk of atrial fibrillation. And it got to the point where cardiologists were telling patients who were prone to atrial fibrillation, stop taking omega-3 fatty acids. And I said, something's fishy here, because why should they act beneficially in one part of the heart that's a few inches below the area where atrial fibrillation originates, but not have a beneficial effect on atrial fibrillation? Well, this is something that often happens in medicine, because we need to apply a corrective. The Million Veteran Program, biggest study to date. What they're saying here is that although recent randomized clinical trials have reported an increased risk of atrial fibrillation with omega-3 fatty acid supplements, it's unclear whether dietary marine omega-3 fatty acids assessed through food frequency questionnaires are associated with atrial fibrillation risk. And what they found was, au contraire, they found there was no increase, and in fact there was a protective effect of dietary intake of EPA DHA on the incidence of atrial fibrillation in this large sample of a million veterans. So, yeah, I think we need to rethink that potential risk and suggest that it's okay for people at risk to take omega-3 fatty acids.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Voigt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. After a weekend of retaliatory strikes, the United States is warning Iran and the militias and arms and funds that it will conduct more attacks. American forces in the Mideast continue to be targeted. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the U.S. is not seeking an open-ended military campaign across the region. A member of the Biden administration says the U.S. gave Iraq sufficient advance notice about airstrikes against Iran-backed militias. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, National Security Council's John Kirby said there were appropriate notifications and discussions with the Iraqi government prior to Friday's airstrikes in Iraq and Syria. An argument over the Middle East conflict leaves a Jewish student hospitalized in Germany.
A college student in Berlin repeatedly punched a Jewish classmate, leaving him with serious injuries to the face after the two got into an argument over the Israel-Hamas war. The two students, one a 23-year-old and the other a 30-year-old, held opposing views about Israel and the Palestinians. Police said that their discussion escalated and the 23-year-old beat the older student in the face and fled the scene. The victim was brought to the hospital with facial fractures. The altercation adds to the surge in anti-Semitic incidents in Germany, a trend that has become more frequent since the start of the Israel-Hamas conflict 4 months ago. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher says the U.S. is under constant attack from China via illegal exports of fentanyl.
We've seen this movie before. The Chinese Communist Party makes promises about cracking down on fentanyl production, and they never deliver. And what happens is more Americans die.
He was interviewed by Salem Radio Network. More at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older.
but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
A Maine family has given up on a proposal to honor veterans with the world's tallest flagpole.
Their lawyer says the Worcester family won't pursue the flagpole project in the town of Columbia Falls in rural down east Maine. At 1,461 feet, the flagpole would have been taller than the Empire State Building, the flag bigger than a football field. It was at the center of a billion-dollar development proposal that included museums and restaurants. But the measure divided the town's 485 residents. One said the giant flagpole would have been like putting the Eiffel Tower in the Maine wilderness. I'm Norman Hall.
Quaker Oats is expanding a nationwide recall of its granola bars. The company says its Quaker Chewy Dips Llama Rama bars have been added to a list of previously recalled products due to potential salmonella contamination. The affected products bear best before dates of February 10th or 11th, 2024. They were sold in 50 states. News and analysis at townhall.com. Improvements are coming to the National Hurricane Center.
The improvements will add inland predictions to its forecast of the location and ferocity of tropical storms. The Miami-based Hurricane Center says the new experimental forecast tool will be ready around August 15th, just before the traditional peak of the hurricane season that begins June 1st. The center's so-called cone of uncertainty prediction will now also look at areas where wind and flooding are sometimes more treacherous than damage to the coast. John Scott reporting.
Powerful winds and heavy rain are blasting the central coast of California, causing flooding and mudslides. Classes have been canceled at a number of schools. Some areas have had wind gusts of 80 to 90 miles an hour. Rapper Killer Mike escorted out of the Grammy Awards Sunday night in handcuffs. A video on social media shows the rapper, who won 3 Grammys during the pre-televised portion of the show, being taken away in handcuffs. He won in all 3 categories for which he was nominated. More at townhall.com.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Did your own tax dollars help pay for the massacre in Israel? As the federal government continues to give billions to fund most of the United Nations, turns out 10% of members on their active payroll helped perpetrate Hamas's attacks in Israel.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
Hey folks, up first we have the second half of the Jack Benny program, featuring a visit from the IRS, and then later a different type of taxing situation. As some tourists find themselves transported thousands of years into the past, in an Arch Oliver script presented on his mystery horror program, Lights Out. Before the chills, though, the spine tingling comes courtesy of the Internal Revenue Service. At the end of our previous show, a couple of IRS men were trying to determine how Jack Benny had spent so little money over the previous year. And they've stopped by the home of Jack's neighbors to get to the bottom of it. They're played by the British acting couple of Ronald and Benita Coleman. And I believe the government men are voiced by Joseph Kearns and Will Wright. Also listen for the great Frank Nelson as the waiter at the famous West Hollywood nightclub, The Mocambo. This is from April 15th, 1951.
Shall I fill your cup again, Ronnie?
Yes, please, Benita.
Lemon or cream?
Cream.
One lump or two?
Two. You know, Benita, some people drink this Hadacol straight.
Change clothes. We have to have dinner and the picture starts at...
I'll see who it is. Now, where's my... Oh, here it is.
Oh, Ronnie, why do you always take a pen along? They may not even want your autograph.
Well, maybe you're right, darling. Coming. Yes?
Are you Mr. Ronald Coleman?
Yes, I am.
Well, we're from the Office of the Collector of Internal Revenue.
Yikes!
Calm down, Mr. Coleman. It's not in reference to you that we're here.
It's concerning the income tax return of your neighbor, Jack Benny.
Good, good.
I'm afraid you don't understand. You see, last year Mr. Benny earned $375,000.
$375,000?
Yes, and according to his return, he spent $17 for entertainment.
That much?
But, Mr. Coleman, only $17.
Well, why would he have to spend more? He borrows everything from us.
Well, we'd like to come in and talk to you.
Oh, of course, of course. Come right in.
Who is it, Ronnie?
It's two men from the income tax department. It's not about us. Right this way, gentlemen. This is Mrs. Coleman.
Pleased to meet you.
How do you do?
I'm Joseph Collins, and this is my assistant, Herbert Thompson.
How do you do?
Now, when are you sending Mr. Benny to jail?
No, Mr. Coleman. There's nothing wrong with Mr. Benny's tax return. In fact, it's just the other way around. We don't think he's being fair to himself.
What?
We're sure we can get him a refund, but Mr. Benny doesn't seem to be interested in getting any money back.
I see. Benita, I'll humor them. You look in the paper and see where they've escaped from.
Now, Mr. Coleman, we hate to bother you, but Mr. Benny has an item we'd like to talk to you about. Now, this one right here. $3.90 for taking you and Mrs. Coleman to the Mocambo. You recall that night...
Mr. Collins, that and the time the garbage truck turned over on our front lawn are two incidents that are burned in my memory.
Well, just to satisfy our curiosity, would you mind describing that evening to us?
You see, we'd like to know how anyone could take a party of four to the Mocambo and only spend $3.90.
Well, perhaps I can enlighten you. It was early last year and Jack had invited us to the Mocambo. The evening started off normally enough. As a matter of fact, we danced a while before ordering dinner.
I enjoyed dancing with you, Ronnie.
Oh, thank you, Mary, but the pleasure is mine. Here, let me help you with a chair.
Gosh, Benita, it was wonderful dancing with you.
Well, thank you, Jack.
I never enjoyed waltzing so much.
Yes. It's a shame the band was playing a rumba.
I hadn't noticed. Well, there they go again. Would you care for another dance, Benita?
Well, all right.
Mary, would you like to dance again?
No, thanks. I'm a little tired. I've been on my feet all day.
You're on your feet?
Yes, it's Saturday. I still help out at the May Company.
All right, then we'll just sit here and talk.
Say, Ronnie, do you mind if I ask you something personal?
Personal?
Yes, I keep hearing rumors that, well, that you don't like Jack too much.
Well...
I know he has his faults, But he means well.
Well, maybe so, but why can't he mean well to somebody else? If it were Jack alone, it might not be so bad, but it's those ridiculous people that are on the show with you.
What do you mean?
Well, that Phil Harris person. It's amazing, the character he portrays on the radio. Does he carry on like that in real life?
Shall we look under the table and see?
Oh, come now, Mary. You're making that up.
Yes, but the odds are in my favor. Maybe I just didn't guess the right table. But, you know, he isn't a bad fellow.
Gee, Vanita, you really are a swell dancer.
Well, maybe it's because I'm so fond of dancing.
You must be. Whoops! Oh, I'm sorry, Vanita. I didn't mean to step on your toe. Did it hurt?
No. Thank heavens you're wearing tennis shoes.
Well, I like them. They're so comfy, you know.
Oh, Jack, wait a second. You'd better get your handkerchief. I accidentally smeared some lipstick on your lapel.
Oh, that's all right. I'll wipe it off when we get to the table.
No, no, no. If Ronnie sees it, he'll be terribly angry.
Oh, I didn't know Ronnie was jealous.
He's not, but it's his tuxedo.
Oh, I thought Rochester returned it. Well, here's our table, Benita.
Did you enjoy the dance, Benita? Yes, it was interesting.
Here, Benita, let me pull your chair out for you.
Whoops!
Pulled it too far. Here, Benita, I'll help you up.
Darling, did you hurt yourself?
No, no, it's all right.
Just a little accident.
Jack, why don't you get us some menus? We want to order dinner.
Certainly. Oh, waiter... Waiter. We want to order.
Shall I bring you a finger bowl?
A finger bowl?
Well, you're not going to eat with those dirty hands, are you?
Now, wait a minute. Why is it that I always have trouble with you? Every time I run into you, there's an argument. What have you got against me?
Well... In the first...
I'm asking him!
Jack, forget it. Waiter, please give us a menu.
Here you are.
Thank you.
Now, let's see. What are you going to have, Benita?
I think I'll have shrimp cocktail, roast beef rare, and a baked potato.
Very good, madam.
I think I'll have a Caesar salad, broiled lobster, and some broccoli.
Yes, madam.
I'll have some consomme, lamb chops, medium rare, and green peas.
Yes, sir. Now, how about you, Arthur Murray?
I don't know yet. I'm still looking at the menu. Let's see. Shrimp cocktail, $1. Soup, 85 cents. Caesar salad, $1.50. Roast chicken, $2.75. Filet mignon. Whoops!
For heaven's sake, Jack, order something, anything.
Well, all right, I'll have some oysters.
Yes, sir. Half dozen or a dozen?
A dozen.
Fried or on the half shell?
On the half shell.
A blue point or Olympia?
Blue point.
Male or female?
Wait, now, how can you tell if an oyster is male or female?
We look at their driver's license. I knew you'd ask!
Go and bring us our food.
Oh, all right.
By the way, Jack, you still haven't told us the reason for this little party.
Well, this marks, Benita, this marks the 19th anniversary of my first appearance on radio. Imagine, 19 years. Ah, how time flies.
Well, it's certainly dragging its feet tonight.
Yes. What? What'd you say, Ronnie?
Jack, do you still enjoy doing radio? I mean, after all these years.
Yes, yes, Benita, very much.
You know something, Jack? I've never told you this, but I heard the very first radio program you ever did.
Gee, Ronnie, I didn't know you were such a fan of mine. You listened to the very first program I did?
Yes. How have they been since then?
Oh, they... Huh? Ronnie, you mean to say that you haven't listened to me since then? In 19 years?
Well, Jack, you see, it's like this. We're out every Sunday.
But how can you find places to go every Sunday?
It isn't easy.
Well, I can imagine. But then if you go out, you must listen to the radio in your car.
Oh, we do, Jack, we do.
Oh, well, what's your favorite program?
The Halls of Ivy.
Oh, yes! Very good, I have friends on it. Well, here comes our food.
Would any of you like dessert with your coffee?
Not me.
Nothing for me, thanks.
Well, I might as well get the check.
No, wait a minute, Jack. I'd like to pay the check.
No, Ronnie, I wouldn't think of letting you. After all, it's my party.
Oh, I know, Jack, but I'd feel better if you let me pay. And I'm sure you would, too.
No, Ronnie, I insist. I invited you, so it's my party.
No, I tell you what, Jack. Let's split the check.
Well, it's okay with me, Ronnie, but you think it would be fair to Mary and Benita?
Mary, did you hear that?
Why do you think I'm working Saturdays at the May Company?
I heard you, Mary, and I'm taking the check. Oh, waiter. Waiter, I want to pay the check.
Yeah, I know. I heard you.
Well, why don't you hand it to me?
The photographer isn't ready yet.
Enough out of you. You're better off paying more attention to your job. Some waiter. Look at the tablecloth and that. I've never seen such dirty linen.
Will you do them for us, Wong Fu?
That's beside the point. I've never seen such a rude, impertinent waiter in all my life. I've got a good mind.
Don't you stamp your tennis shoes at me!
Well, I've taken about all I intend to from you. I'm going to get satisfaction even if I have to take you out in the back alley and thrash you to within an inch of your life.
Jack!
Let me alone, Mary. I'm going to show this guy once and for all that he can't get away.
And Mr. Coleman, that was the evening you spent with Mr. Benny at the Macombo?
Unfortunately, yes.
But with all the food you ordered, it must have amounted to quite a bit.
Yes, it was about $40. I know, because I finally paid the check.
Oh. Wait a minute. Well, how come Mr. Benny's deducting $3.90 on his income tax for that night?
Well, that was for cleaning my tuxedo he was wearing. He got punched in the nose and knocked down.
Who punched him? The waiter?
No, Mary. She's a lovely girl.
Good night, everybody.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
From April 15, 1951, the Jack Benny episode known as A Visit from the IRS. Ronald and Benita Coleman showed up a number of times on Jack's show, and it even led to their very own comedy radio program, known as the Halls of Ivy. It would air over on NBC from 1950 until 52, and it also spent a season on television. In addition to the Colemans, also in the supporting cast of that one, Frank Nelson as the waiter at the Mocambo. And I believe it was Joseph Kearns and Will Wright playing the Internal Revenue Men. And I'm Greg Bell, and up next here on When Radio Was, we'll shift over to the dramas and a time-traveling episode of Lights Out. It begins right after this.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Last 5 Years, written and composed by Jason Robert Brown, directed by Lauren Stanfield with musical director Cheyenne Hara. This musical chronicles the 5-year relationship of a couple with a unique narrative perspective of each character revealing their experiences in opposite chronological order. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store, Reading, and at the door. The Last 5 Years, January 26th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Arch Obler took over Lights Out in June of 1936, following the departure of the series' creator, Willis Cooper. Obler would continue to write the scripts, direct, and host the shows for the next 7 years or so. Then he went on to head up some other radio series, including 2 different runs of the revered Arch Obler's plays. Then decades later, he was back with a revival, known as The Devil and Mr. O. Airing in 1971 and 72, it featured original Lights Out recordings with new introductions by Obler himself. And that's where this episode originated. So while the Obler transitions were recorded in the early 70s, the actual production, known as both Across the Gap and Neanderthal, is from November 3rd of 1942.
Lights Out for the Devil and Mr. O. It is later than you think. Turn out your lights now. Bring you stories of the supernatural and the supernormal, dramatizing the fantasies and the mysteries of the unknown. We tell you this frankly so that if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these imaginative plays, we urge you calmly but sincerely to turn off your radio now. This is Mr. O. Arch Obler. Have you ever wanted to turn time backwards to a pleasanter era, back to the days long before ticking atom bombs and air pollution and the inbred madness of our cities? Well, our story begins after a word from your announcer. So this is Mr. O again. You know, the wonder of radio is that it all takes place in the theater of your own mind. All I can do as the playwright and director is to write the words and indicate the sound effects and get actors to speak. And then it all comes to life in your very own mind. Now picture this in your mind. We're in the Dordogne region in France. Beside a road shimmering in the heat of the midday sun stands a large, dusty limousine. The lid to the engine is open, and a begrimed little Frenchman tinkers with the mechanism. Within the car sits an Englishwoman, Kay Stanton, by name. And next to her is Jim Brent, an American, a member of our own State Department's diplomatic corps. By the way, if you haven't turned out your lights yet, turn them out now and listen to Neanderthal.
Aren't I what, Michelle?
Aren't you clever with engines?
I think I will rest a moment and talk with you. Oh, the sun. It is doing its best to fry the little brains I have left.
Poor dear. Come on, get in. Jeffrey was worried about your ability to fix the engine.
Ah, most comfortable. You should try working with your hands, my dear Jeffrey. It gives one a most exquisite appreciation of the comfort of upholstered seats.
Sorry I'm such a dud at machinery.
No, Jeffrey, don't be so stuffy. Claude's much too primeval in his ways to be subtle. He thought you ought to help fix the engine. He'd be shouting the fact at the top of his voice.
Not at the top, my dear. But perhaps in the middle register. Rike, as usual, you are right. I lack all knowledge of the diplomatic arts. If I do not like what a man is doing, I am forced to say so abruptly and completely. What an advantage you men of the diplomatic service have over we other poor mortals, my dear Geoffrey.
Sorry, but I'm much too warm at the moment to think you're very funny.
Oh, you too. The minute you get together, the great battle of words begins. Aggressiveness versus diplomacy. The financier versus the diplomat.
As the Americans say, bury the hatchet, my friend. I'm afraid Monsieur Wallace will never appreciate my virtues. He likes men who sit around green tables and talk. I, on the other hand, do not like sitting. I do.
The diplomatic way of getting things done is the only civilized way.
And again, Monsieur, I must beg to disagree. There comes a time when if a thing is to be done, one must do it. And diplomacy, how do you say it, be hanged.
The philosophy of ruthlessness. Caveman philosophy.
What do we know of cavemen?
I know that a ruthless aggressiveness may reap temporary rewards, but those rewards that have come in a far greater and more permanent form have resulted from the use of a civilized code. A friendly exchange. Calm consideration of facts. The ethical way of life.
The ethical way of life. I tell you...
All right, gentlemen. It's just about enough of that for one day.
So sorry.
A thousand pardons, my dear Kay.
Are you certain it will run, Renner?
In my simplicity, I know but one way to find out, and that is to try and start it. Voila!
Clever thought, isn't he, Jeffrey?
Let's hope it continues to run.
Oh, charming thought. Let's be on our way, Claude, before we fall apart.
Be certain, Bob.
Claude, so speed's the word.
Right. The sooner we get out of this country, the better I like it.
Why do you say that?
Oh, I don't like this place. It gives me the chills.
With the sun doing its best to parboil us, what are you talking about?
I'm not talking of temperatures. I'm talking of atmosphere. These forests and hills. Whenever I travel through here, I feel as if I were passing through a place old beyond decay.
That is amazing.
Hmm? What do you mean?
Because what you say of this country we are passing through, you speak profound truth.
Truth?
We are at Le Moustier.
Le Moustier?
Oui. Does that mean nothing to you?
No, nothing.
Not to me either.
Le Moustier, the Moustierian period, dawn of mankind, the Neanderthal man.
You mean here?
Oui. Here. In this country, which you say is old beyond decay, were found as Neanderthaloid skeletons, what you call cavemen, men from the dawn of man's antiquity.
Claude, are you serious?
Some of the finest specimens of Neanderthaloid skeletons have been discovered in the caves right in this region.
Really?
It is unfortunate we are in such a hurry, or we could stop, perhaps, and see a few of the caves where the excavation have been made by the anthropologists.
We haven't time for that sort of thing.
I said as much.
Claude.
So I was saying, the anthropologists have found the most wonderful remains of this early species of man, who are said to be the source of the horrible ogres in our fairy tale.
What are you talking about?
Silly nonsense.
Yes, Claude. How could anyone possibly know after 50,000 years what this Neanderthal caveman looked like?
But that is simple. From the peculiarities of the skeletons that have been found, it is simple to reconstruct the physical appearance of the race.
Really?
I remember hearing the hands and feet were very large. The thigh bones curved so that the men walked like apes. Teeth and jaws were large. The enormous brow ridges resulting in a fierce, horrible expression.
How nice.
They were men and not men. Horrible characters.
Hey, would you mind telling your erudite friend to step on the accelerator? We've got to be at Monet within 2 hours. We'll never get there at the pace he's driving.
And Kay, would you tell your impatient compatriot that I drive as fast and in a manner that pleases me alone? Would you tell him that?
Of course. Look out, the road's off.
Don't swing your wheel, you fool. The train gear, something is wrong.
Please open your eyes. Jeffrey, please open your eyes. I'm so frightened. I don't know what.
Kay.
Oh, well, thank God you're all right.
You're all right.
Oh, yes, I'm all right, but Claude, I don't know where he is.
The cliff. We went over.
We were thrown clear, I guess. The car's over there. I see it all broken up. But Claude, I can't see him.
Here, help me up.
Oh, what is it, Jeffrey?
Oh, my arm. Broken, I guess.
Oh, Jeffrey.
Oh, I'll be all right. I'm lucky to be alive.
I don't understand going over that horrible cliff. And Claude,
back here, in the brush.
Well, come ahead. Well, what's the matter? Are you hurt?
My knee. Kay, are you all right?
Oh, yes, Claire. All right, stay where you are. We'll come to you. We'll come to you. Don't move.
Oh.
Sorry, boss. I have to get that new bandage.
It is all right. A little pain is better than oblivion.
Sorry, I can't be of any help, old man. There's a blasted arm of mine.
It is all right, my friend. Kay is doing excellently.
How cold it is.
That wind.
Freezing.
But how could that be in the middle of July?
Claude, Jeffrey, what is this? The car goes over a cliff, we don't die. A warm, sunny day, and now suddenly it's like winter. What is this? Tell me, what is this?
Steady.
There must be some logical explanation. I know this country, like you say, like the back of my hand. There is never such cold winds here in July. I tell you... Oh.
Oh, Claude, you shouldn't try to get out.
I'm all right.
Oh, we've got to get help somehow.
No. No. All I want now... It's a cigarette.
No, I haven't any. Oh, there are some in the side pocket of the car. I'll get
them. No, Jeffrey, I'll get them.
But
you can't go through the bushes with that arm of yours. I'm all right. I'll be right back.
Kay,
wait.
I'll be back in a minute.
This infernal knee.
Better sit quietly.
Quietly. It is not in my nature to be quiet. A stick. Get me a stick. I'm not going to lie here the rest of my life. Get me a stick for a crutch and
I... Wait. Wait a minute.
But I tell you...
Wait, I tell you. There's someone coming.
Kay?
No, the other direction.
But I do not see.
Over there, to the right. There, don't you see? The bushes are being pushed back.
Yes, I see. Some peasant will give us assistance. Now everything will be all right.
Of course. Ah, there we are. He's in the clearing. Now he...
Who is that?
Oh, no.
God. Who? Am I mad? It cannot be.
He's looking at me.
God. Yes.
But who?
Who? You do not understand?
Understand what? Talk up.
Did you not see him as I saw him? The short, hairy, twisted body... The head thrust forward, the neck bent like an ape, those enormous brow ridges, broad, flat nose. You did not recognize.
Well.
Once, in your own British Museum, I saw a reproduction of a man like that.
Huh?
But never did I think that I would see him in life.
I tell you, speak. Who was he? Who?
A man of the cave. A Neanderthaler.
Are you insane?
why the race is extinct 50,000 years.
I tell you only what I saw, what I know.
And I tell you you're mad.
But you saw as I did.
No.
The thick, hairy body, the short, ape-like limb, that misshapen face like something out of a nightmare. Yes, a nightmare of 50,000 years ago. A caveman comes out of the past.
No, no, stop talking like that. It can't be, I tell you, it can't be. He's some madman wandering these forests, that's all.
Why, cavemen died here 50,000 years ago.
The past doesn't come back, I tell you, it doesn't. Why,
Claude.
Eh?
Kay.
Oh,
Kay.
Kay, where are you?
You're listening to Lights Out. We'll be back with more of our story right after this.
If I give my heart to you, will you handle it with care?
Fall head over heels with Melody of Love, Great 50s Love Songs. A 3-CD collection of 75 classic love songs brought to you by MusicRewind.com.
Writing love letters in the sand.
Darling, you send me.
Whisper sweet nothings while listening to the original recordings of legendary performers from the 50s, including Tony Bennett, Elvis Presley, Perry Como, Patti Page, Nat King Cole, Dean Martin, Doris Day, Buddy Holly, and many more.
Sent from up above. Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin.
Order Melody of Love, Great 50s Love Songs now at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and pay only $19.98. Plus, get a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code LOVE77.
Somewhere along the way, take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise.
Go to MusicRewind.com to get Melody of Love, Great 50s Love Songs, today for just $19.98. Or call 855-798-5556. Use promo code LOVE77 to save on shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember, promo code LOVE77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Now,
the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
Close your eyes and picture something with me. Unless you're driving, then don't close your eyes. But picture this. Where do you want to get to with your small business? What does your small business dream really look like? Can you see it? Can you feel it? Do you know what's standing in the way of you getting there? Risk. Everything you want in life and everything you want from your small business is on the other side of you taking a risk. Are you swinging for the fences? Are you fighting for your dream? When that choice comes to play it safe or take the risk, go for it and make your business dreams come true.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Now let's get back to Lights Out on When Radio Was.
Let's go back to our story of Neanderthal. An auto wreck somewhere in France, and out of the past has come a man of the caves, a creature supposedly extinct for 50,000 years. The Frenchman Claude believes that this has happened, but the American Jim Brand does not. Now the two men are searching for the third member of their party, the Englishwoman who has suddenly disappeared. We give you again Neanderthal.
Well, it's nonsense, I tell you. Hallucination.
Eh?
Yes. Yes, hallucination. Driving along, we were talking about the Neanderthal man. So when we saw that hairy peasant, we immediately took for granted that, well, here was one of the Neanderthal come to life. I tell you, the air was hazy. Our nerves were shot. We saw things that don't exist.
Why is it a bit of cold?
That at least is reality.
Keep moving.
So, I'll answer my only question. It is bitter cold because time has moved back to the third interglacial age.
Ah!
You do not believe the evidence of your senses. Yet perhaps you will believe that that is a campfire up ahead.
It is a fire. Here, quickly, Rene. Oh, quickly. Can't you hobble faster? Kay, we'll get who's ever there to help us find Kay. Come, hurry, Rene, hurry.
It's the one we saw, all right. Keep your voice down. He will hear us.
What manner of man is he?
Time and time again I have told you.
But he and all like him have been dead 50,000 years. You said that yourself. Dead don't come back to life.
We have come into his life, not he into ours.
Kay.
Keep your voice down.
Oh, but Kay,
she is not there. You can see for yourself.
Well, then she's lost. She's wandering around.
Keep your voice down. I warn you.
Lunatic, savage, whatever he is. Perhaps he's seen Kay.
Get down, you fool.
No, I'm going to talk to him.
Stay down.
Hey, you up there. Look. We want to talk to you.
You fool. What have you done?
See, he's coming this way. I'll settle this.
Oh, you. While we were unseen, we had a chance to plan, to do. But now...
Don't talk with me. I was in West Africa for 2 years. I know how to deal with savages.
Look at him. You think there is even a savage?
He stopped. Afraid of us. He's the ugliest beggar I've ever seen.
Friend, old man. You see? Friend. Look, money. I bring you money. And pretty thing.
Mon Dieu, what a fool. Where's the money for him? Jeffrey, look out.
Let me go, you...
Jeffrey.
Friends, I tell you...
Jeffrey, I can't help
let
you.
Let me go. Oh, Jeffrey, go.
Oh, do not try to hold back your tears, my friend. That devil. I never realized before what pain the human mind could endure.
Why did he do this to me? Why?
Do you ask the wolf why it kills?
Oh, killing would be one thing, but...
Once I saw a gypsy break the wings of a wild bird.
Oh, Rene.
Oh. I never thought that the time would come in my life when I couldn't reason something out.
But this... This is beyond reason.
Thrown into a cave like a side of beef to wait. To wait for what?
What? Oh, my only.
Wait. Someone is coming. Ahead.
I hear nothing.
Time to take a short break, but we'll be back with more Lights Out right after this.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags... American made.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
And now the exciting conclusion of Across the Gap on When Radio Was.
Listen, a woman.
Kay.
Catherine, is that you?
Kay,
answer.
Oh, Jeff.
Kay, you. Kay. Oh, Catherine, are you all right?
Kay, where were you?
No, you.
Both of you all right?
We're all right.
We don't matter. You, are you all right?
It's so dark in here. Are you all right? Tell me.
Catherine, you...
It is you that matters.
What?
No,
listen. There's so little time.
Eh?
What? He's busy building up a fire. There's a chance if we run quickly.
Run quickly?
Yes, come.
We're not at liberty to go, my dear.
Why?
A matter of a broken bone.
Oh, no.
That is the way it is.
Tell me what happened. Jeffrey, you. Claude, you. Tell me what happened to us. That old... Who is he? Is he really a Neanderthal?
There is no doubt.
But men like that have been dead for centuries. How did it happen? Why are we here?
When the automobile went over the cliff, we went into another dimension of time.
What? I don't understand.
And I, too, understand little. But can it be that events in time are static things, that everything which occurs remains in existence as life moves on further along the corridor of time?
Then you mean when the automobile went over the cliff, in some way we went back into time instead of forward?
No, that's impossible. Things exist when they exist, not afterwards. No, there's a factual explanation to all this.
Factual?
Is not the pain of our bones fact enough? Is not...
Wait!
What is it?
A chant of some sort. Why is he...
What is he saying? What?
The beginning of worship. A chant to the rising sun. What is happening to us? Only a few hours ago. So happy, the three of us. On our way to a party.
Party? Another age. We've got to do something.
Strange. What?
Only a few hours ago, I was the door. And you, Jeffrey, the calm, poised diplomat of the green table. Stop talking nonsense! He's coming in here. For us? We've got to do something. Do you hear me? Do something. I won't die. I can't die. Do you hear me? Do something. I won't die like this. I can't.
Jeffrey.
I'm sorry. I never could endure pain. We understand, Jeffrey.
Try not to think, dear.
All my life, I've known what to say. And now...
Oh, Jeffrey.
No. Don't. Let me talk. While I can talk, I'm a man. And I won't be a man when he gets in here.
If I had a gun,
a world of reason...
That's what it was to me. And everything could be settled with reason. In a world of reason.
If I had a gun...
Everything could be straightened out at the conference table. That's what I thought. All my life it would be that way. All my life. But you see, that was because I've never met force in all my life.
If I had a gun...
But you can't reason with unreason, can you? When you're facing brute force, words and ethics and logic and good faith don't mean anything, do they?
If I had a gun...
You've got to face force with force. And a gun is force. And I've got a gun.
Jeffrey!
He's
not
of his head. Yes, yes, I tell you, I've got a gun. Diplomatic service. They make me carry it. Oh, I hated it. I thought I'd never use it, but... Now we've got to, Duncan. We've got to.
Oh, he's coming in here.
God. Your right arm's all right. Reach in my pocket there. The gun, use it. Use it.
But I
use it. If we're to live, use it.
Jeffrey, it's reaching.
Oh, no, I... My hand... I tell... All right, then. I'll shoot. Morning.
We...
Now...
We go on living. Something may happen to return us to where we belong.
I don't think so.
Nor I. Perhaps we will be able to leave some record behind us. So that the world of the future will know and understand this strange thing that has happened. This meeting of the present and the past.
Jeffrey, don't just stare. It's over. Talk to us.
I was thinking. I just killed a man. Thousand years before I was born.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard a fantasy, just a story about a long time ago world where brute and unreasoning force were the order of the day and men were afraid until they found deep courage within themselves. Yes, what you heard was just a fantasy. But think about it in terms of what happened in the recent past of our world and what might happen in the very near future. Think about it. But let's talk more about that after a word from your announcer. This is Mr. O again. We were talking about the future, all right? Let's talk about our future play. Of all the stories out of my writing past, the one that many people ask me about is the very strange story titled The Revolt of the Worms. Yes? Worms, those little night crawlers on your lawn, those strange, slimy creatures of the dark who plowed under the land long before mankind ever invented the plow. So, next week I bring you The Revolt of the Worms, and I challenge you to listen.
Episode Neanderthal, also known as Across the Gap, was from November 3rd, 1942, although as I shared with you earlier, the Arch Ober narration was added in the early 70s as part of his syndicated revival program, The Devil and Mr. Rowe. At the time, Obler was living in a custom-designed house in the Santa Monica Mountains overlooking Malibu, one that was designed by a very famous architect. I'll share his name and wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents 100 novelty songs, your favorite quirky and offbeat songs, in a 4-CD set of original recordings from every genre, with some surprising star names such as Benny Hill, Harry Belafonte, The Cordettes, Peter Sellers, Connie Stevens, and many more.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
100 novelty songs today at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $21.98 for this amazing 4-CD collection of peculiar and unpredictable music. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code NOVELTY33.
He did the monster.
Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com. Remember promo code NOVELTY33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only. It cannot be combined with any other offer.
Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with mild to moderate Alzheimer's dementia? A clinical study is currently underway in New Jersey at both Hackensack University Medical Center and Jersey Shore University Medical Center. The therapy uses a simple, safe, lightweight headband that you wear 3 times a day for just 15 minutes in the comfort of your home. The Institutional Review Board for the study determined that the device is a non-significant risk device. Similar FDA-approved medical devices are being used to effectively treat other conditions. The electrical field produced by the device is less powerful than the field produced by a cell phone. This 4-month treatment study is currently underway. Act now. Enrollment is limited. To learn more or to see if you qualify, call 551-AD-STUDY. That's 551-237-8839. Or visit adxstudy.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about Arch Obler's Malibu area home. Originally built back in 1940 and his residence until his passing in 1987, it was designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. I'm Greg Melvin. We're done this time. Be sure, though, to visit us at whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.